with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man, I got the man, my set. Got so many girls on deck. Cause I got the man, my set. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man, my set. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it popping, ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
Oh, yes. Let me move this over a little bit. What's up, all my mind? Oh, let me move this over a little bit. All my mind, man. My mindset chat. What's up, dogs? I got Essence, my dog's out there. What's up? It's your boy, the Dean. We got a good show for y'all guys today, but we just want to go over the formalities. I figured that we'd just do it this way from now on, just to kind of give you a prep of what we're going to do. Before we get into the show, first of all, I want to welcome everybody to the show. I welcome everybody with open arms. This is a show that is unlike none other show that you've heard before, because we are going to get deep. Want to let you guys know that everything that you hear is 100% authentic, 100% honest. There is nobody else telling you the things that we are telling you right here that you're going to be talking about today. So I just want to say, I want to give a shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. Hey, ladies, how y'all doing? You know who you are. What's up, girl? Also, guys, I ask all you guys out there, if you get the opportunity, go ahead, like, subscribe, hit the notification buttons, share this information with your boys if you get the chance and the opportunity. Also, I always ask all you guys, if you are brand new to this show, please go to the dollar store or Walmart or Target or a toy store. Literally, go there. Get your puzzle pieces, gentlemen. Go there and get a 100-piece puzzle set. Dump the puzzles on the table. Rip up the box and take your time and put up the puzzle. Also, to all my guys out there, ask all you guys out there to get your notebooks out there. Guys, if you're texting a woman and you don't know what to say to her and she's throwing you off, put a W. Put a T. If a woman is saying something to you that's throwing you off, put a W. If you have a question and you don't understand what's going on, put a Q, and I got you covered. And if you want to stop me with something a woman says, please put an S in there, and I got you covered. Or if you want to make a statement, you got you. That's what this show is for and all about. Also, as always, excuse me, I always want to say thank you to the 183 right here that said that liked the show and everything like that. Gentlemen, if you just join us, you know how we do it. The Creed at the top of the hour, we will be doing the Creed. That is showing love to ourselves. So we'll do that at the top of the hour. Also, gentlemen, something brand new. I always want to tell you, if we can get to that 150 likes, we will give shout out to everybody. That's our new thing. 150 likes, we're going to go ahead and shout you out. So if you give us 150, we'll take 1 minute of the show and shout you all out for saying thank you for the likes. Okay, that's what we want to do. But now it is time to get into the show, guys. If y'all want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056, 563-999-3056. Guys, we hope you guys are doing well. Let me go ahead and pop the number up at the bottom. You got the bottom at the bottom and top. Y'all got everything, guys. If you got questions, go ahead and ask. We got you covered, man. Get after you, okay? I hope you fix that. Fix that, Red. Fix that, Red. Fix that. Fix that. All right, so let me just check. Okay, and I will check all the messages while I'm talking. And I ask any of you guys that are listening to me, if I'm going too fast, just slow me down. Let me know if there's something you want to know, and I got you. All right, so all the last few days, gentlemen, we have been talking about and pushing how to begin to see yourself as a man by realizing that once you are one way to yourself, one way of thinking to yourself, that the confidence that you're going to display is something that you're not going to have to try to display. But what we want to do today and what we want to talk about is navigating through the storm, making that change, that shift, and turning around is going to be one of the most difficult things you can do because with that, okay? It's all good. Hey, we don't try. Yoda says do or do not. I'm just playing with you, Red. Just fucking with you, Red. I appreciate you. Also, guys, for one of you guys out there, I'm going to be out late tonight, early in the morning. So if y'all want me to drop a video, a one-minute TikTok or something like that, let me know. I will do that. But anyway, let me get back to what I was saying for y'all guys out there. I welcome you all with open arms and stuff like that. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there, as you begin to come closer to yourself, the storms are going to be much louder. The waves are going to be bigger. The current is going to drag you, trying to pull you back by throwing you off. And what we want to do is we want to discuss, I don't know why my nose is itching. We want to discuss confidence. We want to discuss processes and going towards it, not fixing it, but processes. All right. So I want to make sure that's what we're doing. I want y'all to get y'all notebooks out. We want to talk about, we want to discuss it. Because sometimes for a lot of you guys out there, y'all will say that, you know what, I'm just not smart enough. Sometimes y'all going to say it's just, you know, this game is a really difficult thing. And it's hard to do this myself. I can't navigate or handle what is in front of me. What I would say to that person, instead of making the excuses, begin the process of committing yourself to learning. The most valuable thing you have is the thoughts that you have, the laws and the rules that you can create. Guys, you can create it all, man. Excuse my nose, isn't it? You can create everything. You can create being a sexual beast. You can create being smooth. You can create being the man that draws the women in by not doing it for her, but doing it for yourself. for so many of you out there. You go to school every, you used to go to school, elementary, all the way to the 12th grade. I know some of you probably have your GED, and some of you have gone to trade schools or to college. But you have gone to school to get your education. But learning game is going to help you better understand the dynamics of how you move as a man, not how you move to a woman or with a woman. It's how you move in the world, how you move in the game for yourself, gentlemen. It's a beautiful thing. Let me just check the phone. I keep checking the lines and all the other stuff. Checking the questions. Y'all got one. I'm going to keep going, but I just wanted to keep talking to y'all, but I'm not done. Because all this is important. During the time that you were in school, you always did a lot of studies. You did a lot of reading. You did a lot of research. You had a lot of creative thinking and a lot of problem solving. But what I'm saying to you guys is understanding fundamentals and understanding who you are and why you are. If you think about even today, if you think about lawyers and doctors and anybody on the professional side, they chose a career path that has a lot of uncertainty, but they do it anyway. Many people graduate today successfully and complete their degree, all right, but they struggle to find a job within their path because the market sometimes is saturated, and just like the game. The game right now is saturated, and this is the good news. The good news is the game is saturated with nothing but surface dwellers. It's saturated with individuals that don't have a sense of self, that don't know how to communicate to themselves, that cannot build for themselves. Universe, I want to say thank you very much. I appreciate that, man. Much love to you, Universe. I appreciate that. Shout out to you, brother. What I'm saying is it's saturated with a lot of individuals that don't know themselves. It's saturated with a lot of guys that have not created their warrior, have not created their scribe, have not created the conquering mindset, do not understand their name, the king, or build themselves to grow as men. They have not done that, and that's the beautiful thing that we're talking about. See, a lot of people resist growth sometimes because sometimes growth can be a very scary thing, and a lot of people just are scared to be more than what they are. And sometimes it's tough to hear the word commit to yourself when you don't know what commitment is. You have no idea what commitment is, but you think you're committing to yourself, but what if you're actually committing to stop yourself from growth? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about see, commitment swings two different ways, gentlemen, okay? Commitment can swing towards you learning about yourself. But also that commitment can also swing another way as far as you not knowing anything, and you can commit yourself to hold yourself back. And a lot of people don't understand that they commit themselves all the time by stopping themselves, by committing to stop growing and stop even trying to work on their dating life, work on their mouthpiece, work on circumstances that they might run into. Every day. And it doesn't matter how many books you read, it doesn't matter how many YouTubes you watch, the commitment is so great to not growing that you commit to not solving problems. But when you begin to learn and shift your mindset as a man, you will begin to do the weirdest thing, and that is begin to enhance your thought processes of how to think creatively, how to use your vivid imagination, how to be one with yourself to be able to solve problems, gentlemen, and also to think critically to a point where you really begin to feel confident. You really start to feel confident, trying to become confident. See, when we try to become, let's say this is confidence. I can put on a hat anytime I want to and call that confidence, but eventually I'm going to take that hat off, because when we try to become confident, that is outside of ourselves. That's not internally who we are. But hold on, let me answer this question real quick. Guys, I want to call in. Go ahead. Got a question? Go ahead and put it in there. And if you want to call in, lines are open. My number one wants to start a business with me. My number one wants to start a business with me because I mentioned I'm looking for another source of income. I would advise or entertain them in a bit. No, do not. No. Fuck no. Hell no. No, never. Listen, this is a problem I worry about, you guys. Y'all got to stop flossing your ideas with women, thinking that that's going to impress them by saying, you know, I'm trying to get my business, trying to get my shit right, where these women want to latch on to you and start a business with you. You don't want to do that. Do not do that, because, listen, guys, if you start a business with a woman, you start a business with a woman and she files one paper in that file cabinet, if she does one thing towards your said business, she's part of the business. And once you make money and she's not around, she's still part of the business. See, Jeff Bezos, remember, him and his woman started the business together. That's what people don't understand. They started the business together and grew Amazon to what it was. And once they divorced, they had to split that money. Never go into business with your woman. Your business is showing her the business of why she should be getting with you, why she should be bending down, serving, and worshiping you. That's your business. Never go into business. Never talk to them about your business. Never talk to them about your ideas of business. If you want to talk business, is when you call her up and you say, baby, I'm on my way. And all she's going to say is okay, because she knows that she's going to have your favorite beer, favorite wine, your favorite liquor waiting. The lights dimmed out with your music. And all she's doing is waiting for you to open that door, to hand you your drink, to sit you down, to relax you and give you a nice back massage while you ponder your business moves. If that's the only business you want to do, that's the business you should be doing. Never go in business with her. It's not a knock on you, ladies, because, ladies, I would tell you the same thing about a guy. Don't go into business with no one but yourself. Because if it doesn't work out, she's going to become a part of that business, and you don't want that shit, brother. You don't want that shit. You don't want that. So remember, guys, soak that up. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. Whatever, we'll answer questions, but I'm going to continue about the show we're talking about. I'm talking about your confidence. Because, see, confidence is an internal ability to think and solve things without worry or issue. By making king decisions, by saying to yourself, knowing that I have to trust me, I have to enhance how deep I am, not to her, but how deep I am to myself, providing yourself with insight on who you are and how you move, and giving yourself opportunities mentally to grow and to trust everything that you're doing is for you. Because the more you learn about yourself, guess what you're going to learn? The more you learn about yourself, the more you're going to realize there's more of you you've got to learn. You never stop. And the further you push that bar of confidence past your edge, you're going to start to feel cocky. You're going to start to feel arrogant. You're going to start to feel conceited. You're going to start to feel a way that you never felt before because you've never met that side of you before. That side of you that says, this is a motherfucking rap. Yeah, she is sexy as fuck. Do I want to talk to her? Do I want to make her fall in love with her, with me? Do I want to make her lust after me? What the fuck do I want to do? Do I want to be the thing that she's hooked on and addicted to? What do I want? Do I want to leave her alone and save her from herself? Or do I want to open her mind and expand? What the fuck do I want to do? What do I want to do? Not what she wants to do. Oh, my God, she's pretty. Oh, my God, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. No. What do I want to do? Because I'm the one that has depth. I'm the one that's deep. And I know this one thing for sure. She has never touched her core before. She doesn't know her core. So do I want to do that? Because the more you learn about yourself, the more power you will have to navigate and not worry. Because the commitment will no longer be to the commitment of kissing a woman's ass for some pussy, to beg for some ass, to try to prove myself to the woman. The commitment will be the commitment to oneself, the love, the admiration, the desire to please yourself. Walk over there and fucking get shot down by a woman and just feel so good about yourself. To walk over there and get rejected by a woman and laugh that shit off. And be proud of yourself because you know that what I'm doing is I'm doing it for me. And whatever happens after that, it's none of my business. And the weight that lifts off your shoulders, gentlemen, when you harness power, it's the most amazing fucking thing in the world. Because you're going at the woman to show her finally in her life of all the motherfuckers she dated and seen before you. She finally gets to meet a man with structure, a man with depth. A man that can turn her out. A man that can show her things she's never seen before. And most importantly, a man that will get her to see things in herself that she's never seen before in herself by just fucking with you. Come on, man. How can you not feel good about that? That you are opportunity. Everything she did lined up to the point where she got the opportunity to meet you. She got the opportunity to see what it's like being around a real man, to see how a man operates. You know, I was watching Billions, the final episode of Billions, and there was some deep shit that was going on there, but I'm going to grab one little part and explain to you. See, the young lady that was fucking with the billionaire didn't realize the depth in what she was fucking with. You see, she saw him as a man, but she didn't see him as a man of great power, wealth, and stature, because power, wealth, and stature went overhead. See, a lot of women, and if you see that, because everybody had to talk her down, not talk her down, but had to get her to see that you're not just fucking with an ordinary man. And I'm going to show you why I'm talking to you guys this, but I'm connecting Billions. See, they're saying to her that you haven't fucked with an ordinary man. You don't understand what you're fucking with. You're not just fucking with an ordinary guy. See, she thought she was with an ordinary guy, but as she started to get to know what the fuck she got herself into, her mind could not accept the depth in which that motherfucker was on the show. If y'all watched Billions, y'all saw the last episode. She cannot even, because of all of her life, she's just been, okay, I'll sleep with a regular guy. It's just a regular guy. But they're saying that this guy is not regular. You fucking with something that you never ran into, which she couldn't even accept. It was fucking her head up because the depth of the billionaire on the show was so great because he's running for the president. It's just so many levels of depth in that man that once she realized that she wasn't fucking with an ordinary guy. Hey, D, I got it, D. I got to go there, D. D, I got to go there, baby. Much love to my boy D, man. God damn it, D. No, I had to go. The guys' lines are open if y'all got questions. Why am I telling you this? Because with the confidence that you're going to have for yourself, it's the same thing. And that's why, for all guys, I always tell you to watch Billions. There's so much game in that goddamn show. There's so much game, but there's also sacrifice. Because if y'all watched the last episode, oh, there was some sacrifice. He had to make a $3 billion sacrifice. But I don't want to get into that, but I just want to get into this part right here. What I am saying to all of you guys that are listening to me is that her mindset only seeps to the surface dweller. Put a Q there. I got you. Let me tell you real quick. It's called Billions, and it's on Showtime. It's called Billions. It's on Showtime. So much game in there. It's called Billions. And it's on Showtime, okay? But like I was saying before, the reason why I'm talking to y'all about this confidence thing is because most women today know average. They have already fixed their mindset to be able to deal with average because that's all they know. Just like the woman on Billions, she didn't look at the billionaire as a billionaire. She looked at him as a man, as a regular guy. And what I'm saying to you guys, you don't need billions to be seen as a great man. That's not what this is about. And I don't want you to think that you need to have billions. What I'm saying is that when she realizes and recognizes that you do not play by the same rules as the average person, she's fucked. There is not one playbook on you. And I'm going to tell you why. Remember, I'm only going to hit you with game here. There's not a playbook on you. The reason why there's not a playbook on you, because your fingerprint, who you are, that's what we push you on, your confidence. Your fingerprint defines you as the only motherfucker in the world of your kind. And she does not have a book on you. There is no book on you out there. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows how you move when you are one with yourself because of your fingerprint, gentlemen. Think about that. That's what makes you unique. But that's her downfall because she's so used to the surface dweller that is just average, that begs for pussy, that tries to prove himself or tries to be what he thinks she wants him to be. She has the book on you because she's had that book all of her life. And she knows every move that you're going to make, when you're going to make it. And she knows how to even fuck that move over with her moves because she's met the average before. But what I am saying to you guys out there that are listening to me, she's not ready for you. She's never met you. Let's say it again. She's not ready for you. She's never met you. But why is that? Because you have never really met yourself. But in meeting you, it shifts her. It's going to be a shift because she's never met you. And just like that show on Billions, depth of confidence that you have will drown her. And I don't mean drown her and kill her, but drown her in passion, drown her emotions, drown her in lust, drown her in curiosity, drown her in fantasizing, drown her in, I gotta know how you fucking tick. There's going to be a part of her. See, there's going to be a part of her that needs to put you in a category in her book so the next time she runs into someone like you, she knows how to handle you. In order to do that, she's got to let you in. She's got to invite you in. Thank you. Just shout out. Hey, 173 likes. Remember, we get to the 150. I got you. Keep me updated, guys. I appreciate that. Guys, let me check the phone lines. Lines are open if you want to call in. You got a question, please ask it. That's what this show is for. Part of her, the curious side of her, because you're such an anomaly, you're so different, you move different, you think different. Right. Dangerous. Think about dangerous. God damn it. Why? Stop going ahead of crash, Danger. I got to talk about it. What if I told you she still has her beliefs, she still has her judgments, she still has her morals, her values, and the fact that she doesn't trust you, but there's a loophole in that to say, you know what? I've met all the guys that I know, and you know what? There's nobody that's going to make me do shit. I know myself well enough, and I know how to handle myself with guys because I know the average guy comes from the left. He either comes from the right or he comes backdooring me trying to be my best friend. So I already know that the defenses are blocked from the right-hand side, the left-hand side, and the back. I mean, because who's going to come right at me? But for the man that comes right at her, there are no defenses for something that she's never met before. So she's got to see and break him down to see how he operates. Why is he the way he is? And why does he move that he does? Why is he moving the way he's moving? Why does he think the way he thinks? And what I'm saying to you is that even though she has values, morals, judgments, and she thinks she's a good fucking girl, oh, I am not that kind of girl. I would not suck a dick, and I would never give the pussy up on the first day, the second day. I got morals. I believe in me, and I got value. And she's got all that. What if I told you she will bypass that because the only way to learn you, the man with the confidence, she's got to make this decision. Oh, guys, I got the paper. Hold on, let me get the marker. I just had a marker. Hold on. Where'd my marker go? Oh, I got the marker. I got the marker. I got the marker. Guys, guys, y'all know I need to get the, I got to get the whiteboard. But y'all, hey, guys, I think this is better because Y'all always laugh at me when the white boys say I can't draw and shit. Nah, I'm not the best drawing motherfucker, but I'm just showing you something, dog. Hold on, let me just show you. All right, I'm gonna just make my little. Hold on, guys. All right. So, I'm sorry. Let me show y'all. All right, so let me show y'all what I'm about to show y'all. Okay. Now this is the woman. Don't laugh at me. My woman looks like shit, but I'll give her some hair. Okay. And little. All right. So, all right, y'all can fuck with me. All right, I'm just drawing this shit, but follow me, okay? Fuck y'all. First off, but hey, wait. Hey, Philly, hey, if you want to talk to me, you got to put a Q. I don't know if you're talking to me. Put a Q or S. I can't read. If you're talking to me, look at what I read. You got to make sure you read this, okay? If you want to talk to me, put a Q, a W, or something, then I know you're talking to me, okay? All right? All right? So I got you, man. I got you, okay? But let me see what you got. Steve, you're a good feeling, real man. Do a command, obey, wearing your style, defeat the master of the bedroom, life, red bed. You have shield six shine you wore today to work on your motorcycle. Wait, I don't understand what that means. I got to go back and read that. I don't understand what that means. But let me go back and read this. All right, let me show y'all something. Hey, I know it's kindergarten drawing. Hey, look, guys, my drawing's all fucked up. So just follow me. I'm letting you know I got two left feet. I can't draw, but that's the same thing I tell the women. I can't paint. Anyway, so this is what I'm showing you. She is so used to being – now, the CZ is the comfort zone. This is the gate. This is the this is as far as she can go, okay? Now, we always say beyond the gates. We're all the moaning and all the fucking the bad guys, okay? She is the controller of all of this. Where the values, the morals, and all that stuff happens, okay? Hey, yeah, I like them thick. No, I'm not keeping her bald, man. That's hair. Fuck y'all, man. It's hair. We all leave me alone and just follow. Come on, man. Come on, guys. Come on, y'all got jokes. Anyway, so and that's her shoes right there. Anyway, so look. Here she has control of her life, her morals, her values, and all other stuff. But in order to go past the gates, to learn about that man, she must bypass and forego those feelings that she has, because the feelings that she has are supposed to stop her from going forward. But the curiosity is so great that she will go beyond that because of the curiosity, but she has to leave the values, the morals, the judgments, and all that behind. Is she willing to do that? But then here comes the last thing. Y'all got jokes. I'm gonna keep it going. Y'all got jokes anyway. But what I'm saying to y'all, smart ass motherfuckers laughing at my fucking bad art, what I'm saying to y'all guys is that she is going to make the choice to go beyond because the curiosity is so great. But remember what I keep telling y'all. If we crash landed in a forest, we're going to follow the forest ranger, because the forest ranger is the one that can guide us out of the forest. Okay? So what do you think is going to happen when she crosses over her comfort zone and meets a man that has confidence? What happens if she meets a guy with confidence that takes her from the surface and begins to let her see her sexuality or things about herself on a core level? The one place that listen, the average guy is not going to get at that core. Okay, the average guy's not gonna get at the core. But that's what we're about. Let me read this, guys. The lines are open if y'all want to call in. 469, give me 1 second. 469, let me read this. 469, I bring you in. Question, is he wearing a smelly, sweaty dress socks, casual socks, sir? And do you want to be served and obeyed and really come in and make me worship and serve and submit, obey, command, sir? Please tell me your shoe size. Wait, is this a question? Is it? I don't. Okay, Philly, I don't understand what this is. Is he wearing his smelly, sweaty dress socks or casual socks, sir? And you want to be served and obeyed and really come in and make me worship and serve and submit and obey your every command, sir. Please tell me your shoe size, stock color, and show your feet. I don't understand what that means. You're saying I'll be ready to submit and let you treat me like you own me and submit and humiliate and dominate me. Now we're I don't know what you mean, but yeah. You say, oh, you're ready to serve you and him. Oh, okay, I see. Yeah. Oh, hey. Hey, that shit went over my head. Okay, okay. You put a question. That's a statement. That you got to put an S. That's a statement. But hey, I appreciate it. Okay, it's a statement. It's a kind statement. I appreciate it. It's a kind statement. Thank you very much. I appreciate the kindness. All right, let me bring in 469, then I bring in 954. 469, how can I help you?
Hello, Steve. This is Jeremiah Johnson. I'm respecting the channel. My question is that, do you believe that a woman holds the gateway to sex
No.
Like the fundamentals?
No, she doesn't hold the gateway to sex. She holds the gateway to her body. Okay, think about this. Sex is... All right, think about... Now, okay. Look at a triangle, okay? You at the bottom, she's at the bottom, and sex is at the point, right? So she owns the gateway to her body, but she doesn't own the gateway to sex. You turn that down, turn that down or something. Let me just mute yourself real quick. Okay. Follow what I'm saying. She owns the gateway to her body, but she doesn't own the gateway to sex, because sex is agreement between two people. That's an agreement. I'm trying to figure out the question, because you're like, the gateway of what? Of sex? No, she owns the gateway of sex. She owns the gateway of her body.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to know that, because you can't force a woman to have sex with you, but it's an agreement. Right.
Well, it's not. Listen, what I'm trying to show you is beyond agreement by her wanting to fuck you. Without you trying to get her to agree to anything. The level I'm trying to get you at is when she sees value in you. By the way you make her smile, you make her laugh, you make her blush, you make her think, you make her react. It's what's when you're not around her thinking about you when you're not even talking to her. It's the way you text her. It's the way you voicemail. It's the way you do the video. It's the way you have the wine above your bed, the shower. Like, all these things make up reason why I got to fuck them. I got to see what it's like. The curiosity is killing me. What is it like to be with someone? Because think about this. If he's making me feel this way and he hasn't even touched me yet or penetrated me yet, what the fuck is it going to be like when he penetrates me? What is it going to be like when he penetrates me and he touches me and how he talks to me and how the moment is? You see what I'm saying, caller?
Man, I'm telling you, man. I got to get on the game, man. That's like a drug addiction.
Yes. Let me, as you watch, I'm going to show everybody live on the air another drawing of mine. Excuse me. Let me just put sex. Hold on. And I'm going to put M for man and W for woman. All right, for guys, I'm just showing the guys out there live. Not before I get you 1 second. So, guys, if y'all watching this live, this is what I want to show you, this blueprint. I want y'all to see this. See, if you look at man and woman, okay, the two people are going to hit sex. That's the agreement. That means... The reason why there's space here is because, remember, she doesn't know you, doesn't trust you, values, judgments, and all that other stuff. Where guys go wrong, they try to force or convince a woman to have sex. I don't want to force her. I want her to want it so much where she's making the decision to override the morals, values, and judgments, because the curiosity is so great, because she's elevating and being educated by me. Think about this real quick, caller, real quick. Like I tell you guys, when she's feeling sick or she's having a bad day, right? What do you think I do when she presses that button and presses play and hears my voice versus the average text message? That's moving her towards the sex. I'm not forcing her to go there. I never want to force her to go. I want her to go, because there's a difference between a woman that wants to fuck you and a woman that you're fucking. Two totally different things. When a woman wants to fuck you, she is one with you mentally, and she's connecting that. The sex is not the... See, to us, we think the sex is the physical. But the woman, the sex is on the mental. And that's where the fucking is going. Then the physical, that brings it up past that point. But right now, we're trying to... We want to move her to that point. But it's her body, remember? Her body, her rules, her way, right? I'm not trying to change your values, morals, and beliefs. You can believe whatever the fuck you want. You can believe, hey, listen, you can go to church on Sunday. Hell, you can go feed the ducks, the dolphins. You can go feed, you can stand and feed the platypus. You can be a part of your community. You can do whatever you want to do. I am not judging you for whatever you do. I just want you to invite me in. That's all the fuck I want. I ain't even trying to fuck you. I just want the invite. I just want the
want
you to invite me in. And when you invite me in, guess what? It is at that point, it is at that moment that I can work within to reinforce why you want to fuck me, why you want to be with me, why you want to touch me. And I haven't even laid a fucking finger on you yet. That's what we want to do.
Powerful.
But this is part of the confidence, okay?
Yeah, I think that's why you stated too that what men, when they say that all they want to do is fuck, but it's better to have the woman where she want to fuck us instead of us wanting to do that to them. So I love it.
Listen, when they want to do it, okay, let me give you an average. Let me tell you when you're doing it. When you bug, please, girl, let me put the tip in. Please let me take you out to eat, and please like me, and please give me a chance. I'm a good guy. You just got to give me that chance, please. Right? And you get that, and I start fucking. I mean, first off, she realizes as soon as it starts that you don't know what you're doing because you don't know how to talk dirty. You don't know how to touch her. You don't know how to make her feel sexy. The lights are on as bright as possible. The TV is running. There ain't no music. So she's like, God damn it. Let me get this 2.5 minutes out of the way. And she's just lying there and like, oh, my God, I gotta go get a salad. I forgot to go grocery. Let me make my mental grocery list. I need to get my yogurt. I need to get my cucumbers and my, oh, wait, Oh, yeah, I was wondering, I'm watching the soap opera. I wonder if Victor and Jack are going to argue this. Man, I got to do that. And you know what? Oh, my God, did I feed Kittles today? Oh, yeah, hold on, baby, let me flip over. Yeah, did I feed Kittles today? Oh, my God, I got to get home. I know Kittles is stuck. She ain't even thinking about that, right? She's not connected, right? But let me mute you real quick. But let me mute you quick as the other noise. I got other calls, but let me finish this up real quick. But when she wants to fuck you, oh, she's thinking about it. It's like Christmas. Baby, good morning, baby. I've been thinking about you. Ooh, I can't wait to see you. Oh, you're so sexy. Baby, hurry up time. Let me see you. Shit. Man. Okay, I just want to let you know, hey, look, I'm going to be over there at this time. I can't wait to taste you. I can't wait to touch you. Oh, my God, I can't wait to keep my – oh, my God, the dick, the way – guys, again, I will be happy to, like I always do, show you kind of like a example of how that shit goes. But it's like they will tell you what they want, how they want it, why they want it. Where they want it. They want to be nasty. They it's like, you know, I just can't wait to have you in my body, in my mind. I just got to have it. Oh, my God. And they're counting it down. And they just, it's like they can't wait to get to that door. And when they get through that door, it's not just like, say, it's moving fucking furniture. Y'all going to start over here. She's going to be trying to rip it. She's going to be trying to unbuckle your fucking pants like the fucking serum to the vortex is in your dick, and she's just trying to get to that shit. Huh, hurry up and pull your pants down and on it. And just, get over here, fuck me. I mean, just like and scratching you, pulling you, and fuck me like this, and pull my hair, and scratch me, and I'm dirty, I'm nasty, I'm a bad girl. I mean, whatever their kink is. That's when they want to fuck. Two guys, Two totally different things. There's a difference between you fucking and them wanting to fuck you. So that's what I wanted to say to you real quick, caller. We've got other calls to go and got some messages. I got y'all guys. It's the man mindset. Let me bring in 954 and then 718. 954, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Yeah, I got a situation. It appears that majority of the girls, I'll say over 95%, they're not trying to meet up unless it's for like dinner or some type of semi-expensive date.
Okay. You're positioning yourself to be food. That's why they're meeting you up for food, because you're positioning. So let's look up. Let's go over it. When you meet a woman, what are you saying?
I don't even throw that as an option.
No, okay, but okay, I'm asking you, what are you saying to the women that you're talking to? That's what I'm asking you. What are you saying to them?
Oh, well, you know.
I don't know. I need you to tell. Okay, listen. Listen, brother. Listen.
No. I was going to go in.
What are you saying to the women?
It's just, it's usually just regular, typical stuff. Then I'll introduce
Sir, okay, listen.
Okay, verbatim. All right, verbatim.
I need specifics, because I can't help you. I can't read your mind. The chat room can't read your mind. So I need you to tell me what you say. Then I can help you. What are you saying to the woman?
I'll ask them, you know, how they doing.
Okay,
then
strike one.
Respond.
Strike one. Because you don't care how they're doing. You're actually right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay. You're new. So have you ever walked down the mall? You're walking down the mall, right? You're in the mall, and then some motherfucker in the middle of the kiosk be like, "Hey, buddy, how you doing? How's the day going?" And what's the first thing that you say? That motherfucker.
No, that's different, man.
No, it's the same thing. It's not different.
I'm talking
about
the chick whose number I already got, though. I'm talking about the chick whose number I already got.
But, then you're definitely on strike one, because why are you getting phone numbers? Why do you hate yourself so much? Why are you begging for a woman's phone number?
That's your perception.
Okay, sir. Are you calling me to ask a question so I can answer, or you want to tell me what you want to tell me? Because if you do, I'm just going to move the fuck on. I don't have time to explain. So are you telling me what you think, or do you want to know the fucking answer? Because I'm not here to help you, and then you turn around. This is what bitches do. Every time you try to talk to them, they want to stop and try to tell me what you think. Fuck your feelings. I'm trying to help you. So do you want the help or not? If not, I'm moving on. Because I don't want to hear your shit. Fuck my perception. I'm telling you why you fucking losing. So do you want to know, or do you want to go on? What do you want to do?
All right, continue.
What do you want to do? All right, let's continue. Just listen, man. I'm saying, as a fucking man that knows what he's doing, I'm not going to ask a woman for shit. I'm the opportunity. You call me. Here's my number. I'm the opportunity. I'm not nobody's option. So that's what I say, strike one. Then you reinforce it with, what are you doing? Which then shows her what you are. And it shows her. Now, listen. Now, please, you're gonna feel some kind of way about this, but I'm just being honest with you. Listen, I got to explain the why, because I want you to understand the why before I say what I want to say. Before you, since elementary school, she has met you since elementary school. She knows every move you want, every move you're going to make by your behavior, sir. Not by you, but by your behavior. And your behavior, by pandering for the number and by asking her what she's up to and all that other stuff, you're telling her that you are a guy. And I'm not saying you are. I'm just telling what the perception is, her perception of you. You're terrible with women. You can't fuck, and you ain't got no game. And the only thing that you can get out of you is a good meal, because you're not leading. Well, let me ask you a question. You asking her how she's doing, where is that leading? Where are you taking that?
I'm opening her up.
To what?
Deeper level of conversation. To a deeper level of conversation.
To go where?
So I can enter her mind. That way. Come on,
brother. You ain't entering her body, because you're at. How are you doing to open her up? That ain't dog. That's what the weird motherfuckers say. Cause you don't. You even told. You just said you don't give a fuck how she doing, and you don't think she's smart enough to recognize. You don't give a fuck. And then you think she's stupid enough to think that you're asking her that question because you think if I ask her how she's doing, I'm showing her I'm concerned about her. And she's going to realize that I'm that guy. And you don't even know that she running game on you because you're the one that says that all they want to do is eat food off of you. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so if that's correct, then I'm trying to explain why you're food versus you being the man. Listen, do you know the rule of Jill Scott? Have you ever heard of the rule of Jill Scott? Okay, listen to this. Listen.
Please, sometimes.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, mm-hmm. then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn. So if you're asking her how you're doing, what guy are you? The one that can tell her what to do or the one that's throwing shit up on the wall trying to make something stick because you don't know what to do, sir? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm going to ask you one more time. I got other calls. So which one are you?
Throwing shit on the wall, but I mean, dude, that's a masculine woman, though, man.
Okay, listen, this is not, all right, dog, listen. This is not for you, brother. I don't waste your time here. Don't waste your time here, okay? Don't waste your time here.
We don't
call women masculine because women aren't masculine, man. And the fact you're saying that this is not for you. This is not for you, man. This is a man's space, dog, and this is not for you. Listen, what I keep saying, keep doing what you're doing. I wish you the best of luck, man, but we got to keep shit moving. I can't fuck with it. Listen, this is not me defending women at all, but there's nothing masculine on a woman. The only problem is why a woman is masculine is because most of you guys are soft as shit, and they ain't got no choice but to take the role of the fucking man, and that's why they are quote-unquote masculine, because most of you motherfuckers are in the feminine. Do not call women are not masculine. It's just they realize if you cannot lead them, guide them, or have any structure, they've got to lead and guide you to at least trying to find some kind of structure. I cannot believe it, man. This is crazy. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Much love to you guys. I know y'all got questions. I got y'all guys. Let me grab this other phone call. Keep me updated on the gentlemen. Keep me updated on the likes. So if we get to 150, we will definitely hit the shout out for 1 minute. I'll give everybody a shout out. All the chat room dolls a shout out. But let me go ahead and get to 718 real quick as we continue this. 718, sir, how can I help you, man? What's up?
What's going on? I just want to know.
Yes, sir.
In my case, I feel like I don't have me together. So I felt like I shouldn't be talking to women at all at this very moment.
Wait. What do you feel? What?
I feel like I don't have me together yet.
No. That's why you got to do. Okay. You've got to go in the cave. You've got to go towards the building, the burning building and the bullets. See, you're running away from you. You got to learn you through you to communicate you to her. But you've got to get knocked down. Don't run away from the boogeyman under the bed. And that's why I'm trying. But no, what I'm saying is that what, remember I told you guys, I've been telling you for the last few days, the letter A or the number one will always be A, right? It will never change what it is, right? Right?
Yeah.
When you were born, A has been the same, right? A is the same right now, and A is going to be the same after you fucking die. A will never change.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying about game. See, your problem is you're making it about the woman. You're worshiping her. That's why you're not growing. Your sentence say, I can't talk to women because I don't have myself together, versus I need to get myself together to talk to the woman. You put the woman in the purse before you, brother. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense?
All right, so I'm going to say it so you can tell me if I'm saying it right. don't take a break from talking to them because that makes it seem like they're more important than I am. No.
Don't take a break from yourself.
Okay.
This is not about you talking to them. It's about you giving them an opportunity to be with you. Every woman you meet should be, I am an opportunity of showing you things that you never met before because I know how to lead myself, thus I can lead you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that this is why the bid is important. This is why you got to be clear, concise, and transparent, but you also got to know where you want to take her. And if all you want to take her is in bed, you've already lost. Because she ain't going to fuck with you. Because she can smell you a mile of fucking way. But she can't smell the guy that ain't trying to fuck. The guy that's laid back. I'll give you a case in point in the movies. Look at James Bond. You ever see James Bond? Hello, my name is Bond. James Bond. Let's fuck. You ever hear him say anything like that?
No.
No. What does he do? Hello, my name is Bond. James Bond, right? And all he does is he sits back and he's chill, right? But what happens to the woman?
He's just him.
He's just him. But what happens to the woman, though?
She's experiencing him, and she ends up wanting him because he's just
there. You go, because he ain't trying to fuck, right? But what I'm saying is he's fucking. Oh, we got to do the creed. Thank you. We got to do the creed. I'll do it after this. But he's fucking her without even fucking her by showing her his behaviors in a manly way. He's not forcing himself on the woman. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay. All right, so do you have any other questions, my brother? Because we got to get to the creed. You got any other questions?
No, if I do, I'll just call back in. But right now, no.
Okay, please do that. Thank you. All right, well, call back and let me know. All right, all my guys out there, yo, if y'all brand new, it's one thing that nobody else does on YouTube, and it's one thing I love to do the most, and that is, gentlemen, I always like to take a moment through what you're learning as far as the game goes, take a moment to allow you guys out there to really start to talk to yourselves, to connect to yourselves in a way that you haven't done before. And that is going into what I call the dojo in your mind. It is learning about yourself. And gentlemen, this is not something that I want you to mimic, but I want you to use until you can create your own creed. Okay. If you're brand new to this, just read after us, because this is how a man talks to himself all day, every day. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other women or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I am not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my motherfucking attention and earn my goddamn respect, you, the new me, because I evolve tomorrow. Okay, guys, that's the creed. Got love for y'all. Let's. I got some questions that I need to answer and stuff like that. Let me see. We answer some of y'all questions, guys, that y'all have. Call in. We got you covered. We're talking about confidence. We have 2 hours to go. A lot to talk about. Once we get to 150, we'll take a 1 minute break to shout out everybody, give everybody some man mindset love at the top of the hour. But let me go ahead and grab two questions right here. Steve, I write saying true confidence is always going to come from my internal sources, from myself, and what I believe in myself. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay? Absolutely. And Playboy, I got you 1 second. As I said before to y'all guys out there, once you commit to yourself, okay, all right, time is going to move in a different way for you because everything is going to slow down. You're going to be able to not only see the moves that women see with the average guy. Remember, women see it already. They already know if you're going to be my chauffeur. They already know if you're going to buy me dinners and drinks. They already know. Remember, I keep telling you, they already know what you are, and they just know how to lead you to that point because they got game. They're smart enough. But what I'm saying to you is, as you begin to peel back the layers of yourself, you're constantly growing yourself and learning about yourself, and you're constantly giving yourself tools that you can utilize whenever you want to utilize them, no matter what woman you want to see, to a point where you begin to understand something or understand that, whoa, wait a second. Game ain't about women. Game ain't about how many women I sleep with. Oh, my God, I finally get it. It's always been about me. It's all about who I am and what I represent to myself. And, yes, I am sexually attracted to women, but what is she bringing to my kingdom, my throne? What is she doing for me that separates her from all the other women out there? That's what we're talking about. 469, let me bring you in. Sorry. 469, how can I help you? What's up?
Yes, it's Jeremiah Johnson again. So I'm kind of confused because I know that the last question that you answered, you said that that woman, you know, when they're trying to fuck us, but with the James Bond statement about him being laid back and chill, but I know from other calls when other men trying to, they're blubbering in their mouth and they're not getting to the point. Is it still, you still have to be intentional with women? I'm assuming, right? Like,
no,
in a sexual way, but you're not.
Brother, J-Dog. As soon as you look at her, say hi, open the door, help her get her fucking spaghetti off the top shelf because she's too short to get it. What do you think you're saying to her? I want to fuck you. You're already telling her you want to fuck her. You're already saying it without saying it. As soon as you like one of her posts, as soon as you comment on one of her posts, guess what you're saying to her? I want to fuck you. So if she already knows that, right? Now it's time for her to see how you move.
Right.
So let's go back to Bond. Bond is smooth with his words. But the fact Bond ain't fucking is the fact why she's going to fuck him. Because what you don't understand is they're already fucking here. The fuck, you see, most of y'all guys think the fucking has got to be the physical. It's got to be the penetration of the dick, right? That's what we think fucking is. But the fucking will always start here with the woman, between her ears. Not between her legs, between her ears. Everything's here for them. So when he's doing all the shit he's doing, he's showing her, goddamn, this is what it's going to be like to be. 954, don't call no more. Just don't call. Please stop calling us. So what I'm saying to you, 469, is that when she sees the behavior, it's the behavior that's the connection, gentlemen. Does that make any sense?
Oh, okay. So you still are making moves, but you just showing your personality.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to catch it, man, because you be going in real deep detail. I love it though.
No, but what I'm just trying to get you to see with this is that you never force yourself on a woman. You don't beg for pussy, don't pander, and you don't try to prove yourself. Because as soon as you do one of those four things, you're saying to her that I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. You're already telling her your experience. You're already saying, I don't know, I don't have any women. I've never dealt with women. I don't know what to do. But a man that has game, right? He's saying, okay, how do I want to attack? And I don't mean attack as in take, attack as in move. Do I want to go land, sea, air? Do I want to make her smile today, blush today? Do I want to make her laugh today? Do I even want to make her think? What do I want to do today? What do I want to do? Do I want to make her? What do I want to move? Do, hey, listen, and in that, do I want to be smooth today? Do I want to be funny today? Do I want to be romantic? Do I want to be sexual sensual? Do I want to be deep today? What do I want to be? Because all those things are you. But see, those are at your core where the average guy doesn't even think that deep. He's thinking, well, what will you do for a living? And when was your last boyfriend? And what are you up to? and what you got going on. When was your last job? What you like to do? All that stupid shit. Motherfucker that got game is saying, look, I'm going to take you beyond your comfort zone. But listen, I'm not going to take you. I'm going to position myself to show you what I am that makes you want to go past. I'm not going to force you to do it. I'm going to show you that you want to do it because you've never met a motherfucker like me before. How many motherfuckers do you know have wine above their bed? How many people do you know have wine above their bed, JJ? Think about that. How many people do you know have wine above their bed?
Well, I haven't been to many guys' houses, but I can assume guys have they all got that shit.
It's very rare. No, most motherfuckers don't even know that they have wine above their bed. Most guys don't even know about the shower lights. Most guys don't even know about the Sexoween Invitational Halloween. And most motherfuckers don't even know about next Easter with the Easter game. So,
you talk about the average guys,
Average guys. So, I'm above average. I create moments and situations because I create them, and because I create them, they're authentically mine. Meaning, she's never met me before. She's not even you, brother. She doesn't, you know how many women that my clients know that are going to be fucking the heads up of women on next Sunday? Next Sunday, by hey, ready? Just by taking some, wait, let me show you. Hey, let me show you how they're going to be fucking their heads. See, let me show you. Let me put my earpieces back in. You know how many guys are going to fuck a woman's head up just by this thing right here? Yeah, I mean, everyone's looking. This hollow egg. This thing from Walmart that costs like 99 cents. This right here is going to fuck her head up for the rest of her life where she is never going to forget that motherfucker, no matter what happens. Because guess what? The average motherfucker ain't thinking this deep. Just this right here, when we going to be what they learn from the Easter game for Sunday, what they got for these women in store, is going to change up the game. Because every woman has not even experienced this. And the woman that they're with have not even experienced this. And then they're wondering, God damn, this is a very creative motherfucker. This motherfucker is deep. You see what I'm saying? Yep.
Yes, sir. I want one more statement to, I want to get your outlook on this. What I do when I meet a girl, I don't care where I'm at. I post some girls. I work at Target.
Right, what's your question? What's your question? I got another call. What's your question? What's up?
Would it be, is this a great example of showing your personality? Taking a girl to a roller skating rink. That's where I go. Well, I like to go.
No. I simplify it for you guys all the time. Listen, brother. Listen. There are five places that you should take a woman. And the reason why I say these places is because you're going to be talking to so many women. I don't want you to waste your money. I'm thinking economics here, okay? I'm thinking economics. Because once you get this game down, you're going to be talking to so many women. I don't want you blowing all your fucking cash. You see what I'm saying? So I want to make it simple and economical, okay? So the first place that I always say that you want to take her is what I call Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, okay? So we're getting into spring and summer right now, okay? You can get a 99-cent loaf of bread, go to the lake, spread your ass cheeks, feed the ducks, and sit there and talk to her and have a better time than you would sitting at dinner watching her stuff her fucking face to take two bites and feed my ass. I don't want you to spend that money. You can take her to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. Because Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, when you find the right lake, they're going to have a lot of activities around. You're going to have ice cream places and all this other stuff. So you can show her that side, Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. The second place that I want you to take her to, and these are three places they're all on the same corner. You're facing the pillow and your ass up in the air. And that is either coffee, tea, or ice cream. That's it. Why? Now, this is the important thing. It's not just going to an average tea store, average coffee store, and an average ice cream place. You want to go to a mom-and-pop place where you learn about the coffee beans. You learn about the vanilla beans. You learn about the ice cream. You learn about all these things. So when you're giving her the opportunity to go spend time with you, keyword, giving her the opportunity, you're painting more of a Mona Lisa picture of why you want her to accompany you. Whether it's the more fat content in the ice cream at this mom and pop that makes the ice cream taste better than the average store? Is it the tea leaves that come from a place in India? Or is it the vanilla beans that come? You've got to be able to know your motherfucking places by what we call sound check. Can't get into all that, but last but not least, you know it's getting kind of hot now. It's getting kind of hot now, so we can't really do cocoa, but we can do wine. On the corner of my dick in your forehead, my balls in your mouth. We get wine, right? So if we do wine, you've got to learn the wine. You got to learn it's got to be cheese boards. They've got to have a jazz band. And then you can go ahead, when I'm inviting you to accompany me to my spot, I know this great, and I'll use people in the chat room. You know I always like to use my chat room dogs. I like to tell you about this motherfucking, this great jazz bar called the Dangerous Russ, right? The Dangerous Russ is a great jazz bar because what I love about it, it's got great, the wines are great, the cheese boards are great, and the band, the jazz band. Have you ever seen the Red Band, the Louisiana Red Band, baby? Oh, my God, peep game. This is why I love it. The band is a great, it's headed by this woman, this sexy-ass redhead that runs the thing. And that what I love the most about one of the songs that they play, they got this song called, you know what, Once I Bend You Over, I'm going to Smack That Ass, right? And I love that song. So, and I would like for you to join me on that trip, okay? So, peep game, JJ. So, as soon as I get in there, guess who I'm greeted by? As soon as I get there, let me see who I'm going to use. As soon as I'm getting greeted by the visitor will walk us in. How you doing, Steve? How you doing today, sir? We got your table right, ready to go. What you think she's going to think? That what the fuck? We got your table ready to go. And then my dog BC come rolling up as my waiter. Hey Steve, how you doing today? We already got your thing in there. We already got your cheese boards ready to go. Oh, you got this beautiful lady. Who we have today? Oh, this is such and such. You know what I'm breaking it down, right? Baby, what do you want to drink? She orders her wine, and he walks the fuck away. And he's like, she's like, well, why'd you take an order? Because he already knows my order. Because this is my spot. But then I see Red setting up the band. I grab her hand and walk over to the Red band. I'm like, Louisiana Red, how you doing? This is such and such, and I just wanted to introduce you to the band. Hey, can you play that song that I like, Bending You Over and Smacking Your Ass for us, please? And then we sit there, dog, I'm already done. It's already a done data. You see what I'm saying, how the game works? I'm only positioning myself to show her that from the moment I spoke to her that I'm not the average motherfucker. Because everything I do, I sound check every mother. I sound check Lakes Bridge ass cheeks. I sound check the wine bar, the coffee, the tea, the ice cream, all those places. So I don't just say, let's go out. You think I'm a surface dweller? Nah. I got a great idea. Well, why don't you accompany me? Yeah, see, y'all motherfuckers don't think about that shit. See, I don't even should be talking to y'all about that. See, y'all ask them out. I'm saying accompany me. Because if you don't want to do it, I'm going to call somebody else. Accompany me to Spicchio's place. You see the difference? I'm not asking to go out with you. I want you to accompany me so you can see another side of me, whether it's Lake Spray Edge Ass Cheeks or the Dangerous Russ Jazz Club. You see what I'm saying, JJ?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm listening to you. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. So let me keep going. But give me a check on. Let me throw you back in, JJ. Give me a check on the numbers and everything. Let me bring in 111. Can I help you, 111? What's your question, brother? What's up?
What's up? It's me again from the other show. Right, I got two questions.
Right, goodbye. Please leave us the fuck alone, man. You're stalking us, man. Leave us the fuck alone. I am not going to allow anybody to say women are masculine on my show. Guys, we need two more likes and we'll get into the chat. So where we at? We at 148. Give us our two more. We get our two more, guys. We're going to sit and shout everybody out. Let's get it. You know, let's just take a moment, because we like to take a minute. We get to 150 to give everybody a shout out in the room and stuff. So let me know when we get there. We'll take a break and then we'll continue the show. But I want to take a moment to say thank you to y'all that have liked the show, because likes are free, but we appreciate it. You know what I mean? We appreciate it. So I just want to say to y'all guys, let me know when we get to 150 and then we'll go ahead and shout y'all out, right? That's what we want to do. That's our new thing we're going to do. We're going to shout. We got 156. Goddamn. Okay. Well, hold the fuck up. Hold the fuck up. All right. First off, we're going to do it, guys. I want to say, let me show y'all where I got it posted. I got it up here, guys. I want to say, first off, we want to give a shout out to everybody that got us to 100 plus likes out there, guys. So hold on. Let's get it. Hold on. Let me go out of this motherfucker. Hold on. First, I want to give y'all a shout out, but hold on. Let me pull it up because we're about to get it right. Hey, guys, get locked and loaded. Let's go. Hold on. Let's get it. We're about to get it locked and loaded. Shout out to the 150 likes up in this motherfucker. All right, shout out to y'all guys out there. Y'all know I like to rap this shit. Here we go. Hey, sexy baby, you're looking so fine. Bring that sexy ass here and let me blow your mind. I'm a nasty ass man. Let me be your fantasy. Before I do that, chat room, get with me. Bumper, bump, boom. Let me holla at the motherfucking chat room. Tell me where you're watching, if it's hot or it's cold. Stand on your shit and shout out your area code. Let's get it right now. Shout out your area code for me so I can give y'all some love. Let's bring it. Shout out. Let's start it up to the top. All right. Shout out to Utah in the motherfucking house. Shout out to the 323 Bernie in this motherfucker. Shout out where you at. Shout out to all you guys. I'm going to go all each one of y'all. Shout out to Buffalo. Shout out to you, Scary Perry. Shout out to my dog, L Dog. Shout out. Jack Ryan, the 415. Shout out to 407. Shout out to Harlem, New York. Shout out to JP. Shout out to Freedom Lance for holding down the DMV. Shout out M Dog holding down the 614. Shout out to E Dog, J Dog, P Dog in the UK. Shout out to Area 51. I don't know what the fuck that is. Nevada, Las Vegas, I mean it is. Wait a second. Shout out to L Dog over there. Shout out to the 765 Louisiana in the house. Shout out to 256, man. We want to shout out to, thank you for the super chat, brother. Shout out to Doug. What's going over there? Hey, friends. Bonjour. Je m'appelle Steve. Oh, je suis tôt. Shout out to motherfucking A-Dog in the 512. Shout out to the 312. Shout out to London. Hey, bloody governor. Oh, stay there. My name is Porter. Harry Porter. I want to give a shout out to Eric Code 323. Another 323 in this motherfucker. Shout out to Vegas. Shout out to Billion Dollar Smile. Shout out to the 251, the 702. Shout out to all you. Shout out to London. Shout out to Bronx. Shout out to the 678. Shout out to the 513 and the 494. Shout out to friends. CC Wee Wee Poo Poo. Shout out to Milwaukee. Shout out to 81803. Shout out to the 252. Shout out to 702. Shout out to 912. Shout out to Las Vegas. Shout out to 302. Shout out to 868 in the house. Shout out to the 514 visitor. Shout out to you. Shout out Philly, finally, the 267, you're doing it right. Shout out to the 650. Shout out to the 818. Shout out to the 219. Shout out to the 856. Shout out to the Area 51. Shout out to the 562. Shout out to the 857. Shout out to the 317. Shout out to the 918. Shout out to the 514. We want to say thank you all. 617, shout out to you. Shout out to the motherfucking Vegas. We want to say thank you all. We wanted to take 1 minute to say thank you, because we appreciate you guys. I don't know what the fuck Area 51, 856 last one. Just want to say shout out, but I do appreciate you all, guys. If y'all got a question, go ahead, call in. It's the Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Glasses in session, man. Well, y'all crazy up in this motherfucker. But yeah, send us a number and all this other stuff. We want to holler at you guys, but I want to say thank you. And let's continue discussing the confidence to be men. And this is the beautiful thing about the game that y'all learn here. So let's get back into Let's get back into the game and everything. Guys, you got a question, put a question in. Call in if y'all want to. Call in. We got you covered. We answer all questions, and we got y'all, man. But let's get back to the game that we're talking about. See, making to be able to get this type of confidence that I know that each one of you have is really reestablishing the commitment that you had before. Remember, I'm the only one that tells you you are the only one your kind. There's not one YouTuber out there that tells you that you're the only one of your kind. And there's no one. All right, I have a last one, 702 and 7412. I appreciate it. We got to get back to the show. But there's no one that tells you that you're the only one of your kind, because remember, each and every one of you are winners. And what I am telling you is not brand new. And I know a lot of you think it's brand new, but it's not. And for all of y'all that are brand new to this and are not understanding what the fuck I'm talking about, now, guys, you know I got to show them. You guys, you know I have to show them something that they don't even know. Why you are winners and why you are looking, no, not the culinary school, why you are winners and why you win every day as men. Because at the end of the day, gentlemen, you had the confidence and you made a commitment because you got to the egg. You said, fuck your brothers, fuck your sisters, fuck everybody. I'm going to get to that motherfucking egg. Ain't nobody going to get in my way, not sperm tube or anything like that. There's nothing that's going to stop me. So you're already a winner, but you just got to get back and recommit yourself to the thing that got you back to the egg, that got you to the egg. If there was no commitment in yourself, you wouldn't be here right now. And that's the truth. If there was not a one with yourself, one mind, one thought, one way with yourself, you would never reach the egg, gentlemen. You would, or ladies, but this, you know, I'm talking to my dogs out here. But this is what game is about, and this is stuff that people don't share with you guys out there. Let me go ahead and answer this question here. I've been on my mind while I'm 17 trying to find what makes a man a real man. What does it mean to being a real man? I told you what the meaning is. I don't know. Look, if you want to ask, I'm going to simplify it. It's going to be a simple answer, but it's going to be a deep answer. This is what being a man is, right there. This is what being a man is, young man, right here. That's what being a man is, okay? There's your answer. That's what being a man is, okay? Guys, you got any other questions, go ahead and ask. We got you covered. We're chopping game up. But as I said before, for a lot of you guys out there, y'all have a very bad view, not only of yourselves, but you have a bad view of you. Like that dumb asshole. Remember that dumb asshole a few minutes ago that came in here talking about women are masculine? Bad view of women. Bad view of self. And that's a bad combination we don't want you to have. As men, I want y'all to write this down. This is very important when it comes to judging a woman. Listen, we never judge women. But what we do is we allow women to come into our world and show us what they are to us. We don't judge women as a whole and say that they're all misogynist and all that stupid ass shit that these surface dwellers say. Every woman is judged on the merit of how she is to you and to your kingdom. I want y'all to write that down. See, the beautiful thing about game over here is that we don't want you to put all women in a hole, because as we said before, if y'all, yeah, I don't know if I have it on my thing, and if I don't, I'll have to write it again. Because I write so much on my paper now because y'all judge how I fucking draw and shit. But I will show you right now. This kills the argument. Oh, shit. There you go. Kills the argument. Remember, I always tell you to see most selfish dwellers think, remember, I told you, if A does it to B, A is going to do it to C, right? But as a free thinking man, we're not judging women off of what they do to other men, because what they do to other men is none of our motherfucking business. But see, this is where y'all going to learn the confidence and y'all going to learn more game, okay? Guys, I got questions. Please put a Q in there. I got any questions that y'all have. Covering all this other stuff. Let me get to the phone lines. Lines are open. Erica 111, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Are you an indirect dating coach?
Okay. I'm sorry. You're in the wrong place. Sorry. Yeah, your answer is yes, I am. Yes, so you can leave. Yes, I'm indirect. Please. Fuck, I'm whatever you think I am. Yes. You call back, I'll tell you. Yes, I am. you call back and stalk this show again, I'll tell you I'm indirect. Yes, I'm indirect. I've been in Iraq for 30 years. I teach manipulation, pickup tactics, and all that bullshit. I believe in hypergamy and female nature and high value man. Please, yes. I believe in all that shit. Yes. Yes, 111. You're right. You shouldn't be here. I believe in all that shit. Yes. 111, what's your question? I know it's you. You're right. I got a class to teach you. I answered your question.
Down, yes. Calm down. Calm down.
No,
calm
I'm not
down.
Calming down. Stop. Please. Please. Listen. I got to teach those that want to learn game. I told you before that this isn't for you. So I'm going to do you like 714. If you want to call in and say hello, you can. But anything after that, I got to hang up on you. Because I don't want to talk to you. This is not for you. And guys, I'm being honest. This ain't for everybody. So find what you need, but you don't need to be here, okay? You don't need to be here. Because you're weak. You have no game. You want some sucker shit. You soft. And you just like, I don't know, man, you ain't right for this. This ain't for you, okay? So, if you want to say hello, and I'll open you up to say hello, but after that, I got to hang up on you. So, go ahead and say hello to everybody. You want to say hello to everybody? Okay, I guess you don't want to say anything. Okay, well, I guess you don't want to say anything. All right, well, anyway, let's keep going, guys. Guys, y'all want to call in. Y'all got the number. Send your questions in. We got you covered. But, gentlemen, as I said before, let me bring it. 240, how can I help you, sir? 240, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on, Steve? This is AJ from Maryland. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, DMV, stand up, baby. What's up? What's up, man?
Yeah, we in this bitch.
we are in this bitch.
Yeah, so,
what's up?
Yeah, so when I meet a girl for the first time, I have a script, right? And I was wondering if you would be able to take the time just to hear what I say to a woman and let me know if I'm on the right stage or not.
Get some coaching because we got to work on your bid. We got to get some coaching.
Yes, sir.
Set that up. But no. Yes, let's start with that. What are you saying to her with the first text message you sent her?
The first text message that I sent her.
That you send them all. they never change. Remember, you never change who you are for them. So every way you communicate should be one thought, one mind, one way. You never should ever shift. You can make slight adjustments, but you still got to maintain your square.
Very true, very true. I do say the exact same thing when I meet a woman for the first time in person, but depending on the text message, yeah, depending on the person, I might actually send a different text message.
Don't ever change. Send the same fucking – listen, see, the man that changes for the woman is the man that didn't have the standard. You should never have to change for the woman because it's the first time you met her. And every woman is the same. You meet them the same. So you don't have to change once you begin to change what you are, what you're saying is the letter A is no longer the letter A anymore. Do you see what I'm saying? The letter A has to be something different. You see what I mean? A is always A, right? So that means you're, as a man, you're always the same because the difference is you're the same, but the women come and go. Every woman is not the same. They all come and go. But you have to be the rock to them coming and going, okay? You've got to be that letter A. So you don't have to force the letter A on them. You don't have to tell them about the letter A. But you got to stand on that. Meaning that I don't have to see, think about A. Think about the letter A or the number one. Does the letter A say that you have to learn me? Or does it say you learn me, you do. If you learn me, you don't. I don't give a fuck because I'm still going to be A. I will be A to somebody else who wants to learn me, right? And
correct.
I'm never changing what I am to anybody. I don't care if she's from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Russia, India, Japan, Hong Kong, Philippines, China, from Mars, Jupiter, or Saturn. I will always be A. Learn me and learn what I am about. I don't change for you. But for the average guy, 240, what they do is they say, I'm the letter A. But when I get to that woman, oh, shit, I've got to be a D, a E, a F. I got to be something I think she is. But listen to how deep I'm showing you. Remember I showed you depth. I talked about depth and the thing. Once you know you're the letter A, now peep game. Now, this is where it gets tricky, but I want you to see where I'm going at, caller.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can be a 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, a 5. You're still A, but you're making a slight adjustment. So it could be a classical, a jazz, a blues, a pop, a rock, a gob,
okay.
Right, a hip hop, a gospel, a theater, a opera, right?
I would actually say
music changes, but it's always A first, and then you see what I'm saying? You're still making the minor adjustments, but you're still all things. That's what I'm saying. See, I always tell you. You don't try to push sex on a woman. You embody sex. You embody sexuality. You embody the music. So you can go A, but you can always make the adjustments of that A depending on, remember I told you women are like music, and that's why they're all different, but they still fall A first. It's not music then A first. You always first, except in the bedroom.
Right.
But you always first. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. I feel what you're saying. And I think that that's actually what I'm doing when I do send that first text message, because generally speaking, I'm trying to actually say the same thing. I'm just trying to set up a date when I send that first message. So it'll usually be something just like I'll pick a date and a time, and I will invite them, you know, to spend –
Doug. I'll say this to you real quick, and I'm going to be nice to you because you're new. If you don't like what the fuck I'm doing, fuck you and take your fucking ass on. Fuck you. So either you're going to shut your fucking ass up and learn game, or take your ass on and block me now. I'm sorry, caller, but sometimes you got to check these motherfuckers. Do not come in this motherfucker asking questions. You are either going to sit here and enjoy the show as we're doing, or take your goddamn ass on, bitch. No, I'm sorry, sir. Sorry, 204. Go ahead. What's going on?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm agreeing with you. So, like you said, like A1, A2, A3, like I'm still the same person. I'm still me, and I'm trying to do the same thing. Generally, I have the same intention.
You're saying the same thing that fits the music. Okay. Here are my A's. Give you an example. I'm sensual, sexual, romantic, smooth, kinky, dirty, nasty, naughty, and freaky. Those are all A's, right? Now, depending on what the woman is, that's the adjustment I get to use. Depending on her, what do I shift up or shift down? But I'm never losing who I am. I'm always remaining the same. I'm never losing who I am, because all those things are me. See,
correct.
The thing is that most of you guys only operate in two different people. You operate in who you are right now, and you operate in what you are at work. You see what I'm saying? Follow me on this. What you are at work is you got an AU and you got an A work you. Think about it like that. The AU is you, but you can't be that AU when you're in a work environment or you'll get your ass fired. We know how the fuck you are when you're off work, right? So you can't be that, but you got to be the professional AU. You see what I'm saying? The A professional. So that means, and depending on the environment, that's the shift. You're not changing who you are. You're just adapting to an environment to show what you can do. Thus, when you're in that environment, you are able to get promotions. You're able to get raises. You see what I'm saying? It's still you, but it's not you when you're at home. Another one. The AU in math class is not the AU in English class. The AU in English class is not the AU in history. You see what I'm saying? Because when you go to math class, you're A math. That means you're studying math, right? You're not studying English or social studies, right? But that's a part of you. That's just another part of you. And then when you're going from math to English, you take off that A math hat, and then you go to the A English you. That's how people don't understand how deep game is. They're all you. It's just what you do you want to present to them. that's going to connect. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, like you're a multifaceted individual, and you're showing different parts
you
of
all,
that.
We all are. No, that's what I'm trying to get you all y'all to see. All of you are multifaceted. You just have never been told that you're multifaceted. So the guys that are in that red pill and hate women's shit, they're not one thought one way. They're a victim. Remember, they're climbing a mountain. They're climbing a mountain that a man can't climb. They are the masters of the mountain a man can't reach. Of excuses, poor me, blame women. That's the mountain they're on. I can't climb that mountain. Shit, I can't even reach it. Shit, I can't even get to the pathway to get to that fucking mountain. Oh my God, I can't. I can't. But they are on that mountain all day, and camp out on that mountain. So there's no growth in the mind. So what they do is the mind becomes one in reaction and feminine and women. It can't be man when you're thinking like a fucking woman. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, but what else? You got another question, brother? You good?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call, Steve. I'm going to have to get some questions.
All right, stand up, DMV. All right, respect to you. Let's continue, guys. I got a question. Go ahead and put a Q in there. It's the man mindset. I'm the dean class in session. I apologize for all guys that had to cuss that motherfucker out, but not the caller. But, you know, I really do appreciate the likes that y'all give. And if I got to just I don't force likes. I don't beg likes, but I just appreciate it. I always say thank you for you guys liking the show. And I always tell you to get it. If you like it at 150, I'll do something for you. And if you don't like what I'm doing, fuck you. Get the fuck off, man. You know, we like to let our hair down a little bit and have fun and shit. God damn. All right, so let's go. Yeah, they will live and die on that mountain. Listen to what I'm saying. They will live and fight and die. They will fight to stay on the mountain. They will never want to leave that mountain. And that's why the average man the real man can't do that, because the average man, the above average man, excuse me, will always commit himself in developing himself, learning himself, and you will start to learn, all of you, what you offer the world. You offer the world. You offer women jobs, people. You can offer them something they're not used to. And that is a motherfucker that knows himself and is constantly evolving. Most people, brothers, sisters, moms, or a lot of people, they don't know us because we are tapping in to our core of what we are. It's the one thing that you all tapped into to get to the egg. It was the only time in your life, for a lot of you guys that went away from it, that you did it to get here. You tapped into your core. You didn't worry about the next sperm. You didn't worry about anybody else. It was all about you and you alone. You were focused on yourself. One thought, one mind, one way. It was the letter A for you. It could be nothing else. If I don't get to this motherfucking egg, I'm done. I'm fucking finished. Now, some of you that might be twins, you might have a tie. It was a tie race, but you still got the prize. You don't get a participation trophy for dribbling down your mom's leg and shit like that. You don't get that trophy. You're done. You will never be. But what I am saying to you guys out there, that you have made a commitment to yourself and that you reached your core to get here. That's what, see, nobody tells you this stuff. Nobody explains this to you, okay? I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. My bad. Shout out to you, brother. I'm sorry. I took it the wrong way, and if I took it the wrong way, I'm bad. Much love to you. If you DMV, you know, hey, you know how we act in the DMV, brother. You know how we act in the DMV, baby. It's love to you. No disrespect. It's all love to you, Doug. Much all love. I thought you were being a dick. I took it wrong. My bad. See, I can apologize. Welcome you with open arms. Let's continue, though. Guys, if you have a question, make sure you put a Q in there, okay? I'm here to answer the questions. I got another question right here. Okay, when did you know you had game and understood how to use it? Whew. Well, okay. Let me I got to explain this to you. Shit. Very deep question. I'll answer it by explaining. Fuck. Damn, hey, guys, this motherfucker asked a deep-ass question, man. Fuck. Hold on. All right, so let me show you something. All right, so this is my father. That's my dad. That's the old man right there, Ted Williams. It's the old man right there, okay? But why am I showing you this? Because when I was young, I wanted to be like my dad. He used to call me Little Ted. Dad was a player. He's a ladies' man. He was smooth. He was good with women, all that shit. So he had personality. But as I wanted to be like my father and him always telling me this is how Williams does things over here, I always saw all the women. He used to have a fucking, back in the day, like a picture book. I guess what the fuck would they call, but nothing but women. Nothing but women. So every time I would go visit him in Baltimore, I would always meet a new woman, and he was like that. So I wanted to be like my dad and have his personality. So I had his personality. I could talk to girls second grade, kiss girls third grade, be in the bushes with girls and all that other stuff. Fourth grade. I was doing all that stuff, man. And I would get over to the girls' houses and shit. And when they started unbuttoning my shirt, I used to get scared like a little bitch, okay? And I was 9. I was lucky enough to talk a little game before my pre-learning game is that I was naked with an older chick. But I was so fucking scared, I couldn't get my dick hard. I was like a turtle. He's like a little turtle. Like, what you doing? Little turtle, right? My dad took me so far. See, my dad did it he did it off an instant. He was just natural at that shit. He was just a charismatic, natural motherfucker. But what happened was when I wasn't living with him, okay? I'm part of a single mother. So I don't know why y'all think you can't win that. My mom remarried and all other shit as well. Y'all read about that in the book. But what I'm saying is that I used to see my mentor at the basketball court. It was like drama. Everywhere we went, women would just bring him food, cry, beg, hug, drive in places. So I wanted to learn game from him. But remember, at that time, I thought game was about women. I thought in my head that I knew game because of what I was learning from myself, and I didn't know anything about the game. I didn't know about the game. I did not understand the game. I didn't know anything, and I admit that. I kissed girls. I go over their houses. I talk all that shit. I didn't know, but I didn't know what game was until I learned game. But as I was learning game, I began to learn that the more I learn me and understand me, the more game that I will learn, okay? All right, and I got you on the next question, C-Dog. But real quick, let me answer this. But as I was learning me going this way, I didn't learn the sexual me until when I was 13. I hooked up with that 24-year-old. I hooked up with an older chick at 13, the one that broke my heart at 14. Remember I told you, y'all master the bedroom guys. So I'm telling you. So at 14, I was learning game, but I didn't know about the sex shit. And when she broke my bitch ass heart, crying like a little bitch, I'm telling y'all, crying like a little bitch, holding on to pillows, singing sad songs, couldn't eat, couldn't play my video games. I would go to school like I was just destroyed. But gentlemen, the reason why I tell you this, it was the best. It was my awakening. It was the best. Oh my God, guys! Even though it was the worst, oh my God, waiting by the telephone like a bitch for her to call me. I'm just like like a bitch. I'm being honest with y'all guys. Being honest, y'all guys. But what I learned was my awakening. Because what I was being taught, yeah, that's how they do that shit. But what I was being taught was addiction inhabit. What I was being taught was, this is what I'm going to be to women. Unfortunately, for a woman, you got to go through it. They make you go through the shit. They make you, for some reason, she made me go through it. But when I went through it, it was a shift to understand that I need to start learning more about my sexuality. At the same time, remember, I was still learning about the poetry. I was learning about Bob Ross. Those are two major things in my life, Bob Ross and poetry, because my mentor showed me through Bob Ross. Bob Ross, if y'all don't know Bob Ross, Bob Ross was a white dude with an afro. Look him up. He used to come on the PBS channel, and he was like, "Hey, everybody, how you doing? My name is Bob Ross, and we're going to make these happy little trees." And we're gonna, I mean, that's how he talked. Watch Bob Ross. But why I had to watch that is because I had to learn how to paint thoughts, images, ideas, feelings, and emotions on a blank canvas at the same time. So I'm kind of learning two different things that came together that brought me an awakening of, okay, now I get it. Now I know I must create a team. I realized I had to create a team. Let me get to this real quick before I get to the questions. Let me show you. I had to create a team. And what was that team? I had to create a culinary school. Because remember, my mentor put me in that closet. Remember, he put me in the closet, gave me a mirror, watched me spit that yak in that chick's ears and made her get off. I had to learn how to spit yak and flavor. That's why I started doing the poetry. I had to learn how to spit flavor. But then I didn't realize I had to have a drug. Deep in my mind, in the corner in the woods, there's a cocaine lab and there's a synthetic drug lab of me. But you know what? I had to create that. And as I was building and learning more game, I realized I had to create a marketing team, an amusement park, which we'll talk about before, a scribe, a government, a fucking mental toughness weight room, a guide, a fucking a film room, a motherfucking studio, a detective, and a construction, all in my head. I knew I had to create those things in order to learn game. And as I was creating those things, I was starting to reach my core. And I knew what I was at my core. Not what I thought I would be, you know, following my dad being my hero and following what he used to be versus what I am. Because at my core, it forced me to do the one thing I had to cut away from. All the stuff that, you know, my parents are from Lake Charles, Louisiana and shit, Cajun-ass motherfuckers. I had to cut away from the stories that they used to pass down to me to make me believe. See, they wanted me to think like them. But I realized I can become a free thinker. I can be more dangerous thinking for myself than being told how to think like a lot of y'all surface dwellers are doing. So it's, but I realize in myself that I have to continue to grow. It's like a shark that doesn't move. He will die. I had to continue to grow. I had to continue to evolve. And I just realized that's how I had to use it. That's how I had to be. Okay. That's how I had to be. Let me see something here. Find your core, become dangerous. Huh? Absolutely. Yes, that's the question. Yes, absolutely. 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 I'm telling you, if without it, you're not going to get it. Can you touch on the amusement park? I'm assuming that's one more end of having fun with her, but the type of fun, bringing her into your world. Okay. Your amusement park. All right, guys, I want to take you back when you were small. How many times, like in the summertime, when your parents told you you were either going to King's Dominion, Busch Gardens, Six Flags, I don't know, Astro World, or whatever the fucking amusement park you're going to? Here you are, you're sitting eating your fucking bowl of Excuse Fairy Crunch and shit, watching TV and everything, just eating a bowl of your cereal. And there pops a thing, hey, brand new ride at this amusement park and everything. You all excited and your parents like, yeah, we're going to the amusement park. Oh, my God, I get to ride. I get to ride the roller coaster rides and all the eat the funnel cake and all this other stuff. It's the excitement that you had, right? It's the same thing when it comes to what you are building. The amusement park is all, not only you, but your house or your apartment. Every room can be a different ride. Furniture can be used in this. Roller coaster rides, water rides, funnel cake, fucking candy apples. Okay, think about this for all you new guys, and I'll talk Grays on this because we talk about this in October, but I'll give you an example of an amusement park. One thing we do in October is we release three types of game. We release the costume game, we release the trick-or-treat game, and then we release the sex game that you invite, sex-o-ween game, excuse me. Nobody else does this. We're the only ones that do it. There is nobody doing what we do. But let me talk about the sex-o-ween game to show you about the amusement park and what I'm talking about. So the sex-o-ween game is basically you give a woman an invitation that's a sex-o-ween. You're inviting her to your apartment. Now, you get to choose a date, whichever woman, because you got to do this with all the women. But you're inviting them to your apartment because you want to tell them or show them the story about the sexual ghost that is haunting your apartment. So you do that. She comes over. Every room in your house, like an amusement park, you got your living room, dining room, kitchen, and bathroom, and bedroom. Let's just say those are the components. Every room is a different chamber that you explain to her that the ghost used to do. See, here's the living room where he used to tie up his opponents and use that as a dungeon room, right? And that's where you chain her up a little bit or tie her up and you rub her pussy or you do something sexual to her as you're explaining that one room. And then you go to, again, I'll give you an example. You go to the kitchen. This is where he will prepare his sacrifices by what? Using whipped cream and strawberries, and you're putting it all on her body, and you're eating it off her body and licking it off her body and all that other stuff. And then what he would do is he would have to wash and purify the woman in the blood rain, right? So if for all my guys, if y'all mindset motherfuckers, y'all know about the colored lights. So what I'm showing for y'all new guys, you would switch your lights over to the red. But he would purify the woman in his shower, meaning what you're doing is you're just cleaning her off. You don't want to take her body with all that chocolate and all that stuff you have on her body to the bedroom. But after you purify her, clean her off in the shower, rub her, eat her, do all that stuff, remember, amusement rides. Then you're taking her into the bedroom where you're tying her up. Tying her up where she can't move. And say, I can't help it, but you know what? He is just entering my body the whole time. It was me. See, you're actually the ghost of that. And that's the fun part about this, because you're moving her from ride to ride, room to room, experiencing different parts of the sexual side of you. And guess what? Yeah, guys, listen, ain't no motherfucker doing this. There's not one motherfucker doing this. So what do you think is going to happen on Halloween? Who do you think she's going to be thinking about? When October comes around, she starts seeing the pumpkins. She starts seeing the witches and the goblins and all that shit around. What the fuck are you going to think she's thinking about when she ain't around you? Oh, my God. I remember that invitation he gave me and how he took Halloween and turned sex on another level. What the amusement park is for. Being able to take a woman and showing her a different side of you sexually that makes her want you to be with you, to feel you and think about you in ways that she haven't experienced it for. Real quick, I'll give you one more. Now, gentlemen, like I always say, I love when women rub your back, rub your feet. I love when women cook for you, do the laundry, do the dishes. I love when they vacuum the floor, fix the bed, and tailor your car. Why am I saying this, okay? Why am I saying this to you? Because let me tell you about Valentine's Day fucking amusement park. Now, this is just for the woman. Now, remember, She's folding the bed, ironing. She's picking up trash. She's doing the dishes, doing the laundry. She's fucking you, giving you back massages, cooking for you, making sure your food's ready. When you come in the house, you get a glass of wine. She's rubbing your feet and just, okay, for that woman, okay, on Valentine's Day, you don't get her shit in the morning. Yep. You let her, you kind of marinate it. Because in the morning, all the women get what? The chocolates, the balloons, the teddy bears, and all that shit, right? All in the morning. You don't get her shit. What you do is you go to the restaurant that is full. You know it's going to be sold out. Every restaurant is going to be sold out. Hey, before I say this, hold on, guys. Before I'm telling y'all all this shit, let me tell y'all, no fucking body is doing this. We created this. This is 100% in-house game that nobody is breaking down this way. I just had to put that shit out there. Listen to what I'm saying, big dog. You bring the balloons, teddy bear, the chocolate, and the flowers to the restaurant. You meet the owner, find out who your waiter is. You tell your waiter, when I order dessert, I want you to bring one item out every fucking 5 minutes. Now, peep game. Now, I'm going to explain how cold. And this is going to be knocking two birds out with one stone. You also give him a big pack of business cards. Let me say, the balloons, the teddy bear, the chocolates, and the flowers, and a big stack of your business cards, because you're going to need them for what the shit I'm about to tell you. Now, remember, everybody got all this shit in the beginning. But they ain't get your shit your way. When you are in the middle and everybody is packed wall to wall with people, and you sitting there eating your meal with your girl that maybe she took you out for, you go ahead and ask for dessert. What the fuck do you think is going to happen when they bring them fucking balloons out? Two things are going to happen, gentlemen. First thing is going to happen, all the women are going to be like, oh my God, that's the most romantic thing ever. I mean, guys, I'm telling you, it's going to be the reaction. What do you think the guy's going to say? Damn, shit, he's smooth as fuck. Why not think about that? That's just level one. Then what happens when they bring the teddy bear out 5 minutes? Oh, the women are gushing. 5 minutes later, they bring the chocolates out. And then 5 minutes later, when they bring no roses out, you get up out your chair, you take the roses, right? This is it. Place it on her lap, kiss her on her cheek, and sit the fuck back down. And at that point, this is when the business cards come in. Because let me tell you about women. When they can see shit like that, because listen, your girl's the center of attention. All the women, look, all the women know I'm a smooth, bad motherfucker. Your girl knows she's the center of attention. But see, you are rewarding good behavior, because remember, cleaning, cooking, doing all the stuff without asking. So you want to make it special to reward the good behavior, the amusement park, even in the restaurant. But this is where the game gets deeper. Because I promise you, because it always is, they're always going to call you. Well, you'll get other calls. Why? Because the women are going to double back and be like, who is that guy? And guess what I told the waiter? If they ask who I am, just hand them a business card. I'm going to say it again. If they ask about who I am, hand them a business card. Dude, what do you think he's doing Valentine's night? Because they want to know who the fuck I was. Who was that motherfucker? I just took over the whole motherfucking room. Hey, showed her that, you know what? I got to continue to do what I'm doing, because I've never had a man. Guys, when you get a woman to say they never had a man, gentlemen, listen to what your boy say. When you get a woman to say, I never had a man, it's a motherfucking rap. when they say they never, when they say they never had a man, it's a wrap. But guys, whoa, I'm not done. What do you think happens if you break up with her? You don't think you ain't going to get no phone call on the 13th, 14th, or 15th of next year? Wait, where you at? Candlemaker. Bam. Peace. Why do I always tell you guys, I always leave a candle in the window? Because whether it's Halloween, Valentine's Day, or fucking Easter, oh, they're going to come back. They always come back. They come back to the originators, motherfuckers. They will always come back. I don't give a fuck if they married or seen a motherfucker. They will always come back. Because guess what, guys, I'm showing you. The average motherfucker ain't doing what you're learning over here. So once you do it, you just lay back. Like I say, dog, I'm just laid back. Look, after I kissing the chicken, I sit back, I lay back. Oh, man, I got them all. And then I tell you, if I choose to get the waitress, if she's helping me, I got her ass too. How many times, guys, you don't know how many times I did this to not only get some of the other women in the room, I get the waitress as well. Because I double back and I just say, you know what, I want to say thank you and I appreciate what you did. You did a great job. You know what? I know this spot that I love for you to accompany to. Oh, wait, but you have a girl and, I mean, you're a player. I mean, I gave a lot of numbers out and, you know, I just don't want to be a notch on someone's bed. And it's like, baby, when did I say I wanted to fuck you? I said I just want you to accompany me out somewhere. I never said I want to fuck you. So you want to come or not? You have my number. Give me a call. And if you don't, it's cool. But if you do, you know where to find me. Walk the fuck off. I'm showing y'all. I'm showing y'all how game works. All I'm doing is positioning myself. She saw the experience. She saw the other women trying to get at my number. So she knows there's something about that motherfucker that, you know what, I'm a good girl. I have values, morals, ethics, and all that other shit. But why would she give me we fucking probably on February 15th or February 16th? Why you think that is? Because she wants to experience it, what it's like. She wants to know why are the women doing what they doing? And why, I mean, he captivated the whole room. He made that woman feel like the only woman in the world. That's the kind of motherfucker I want to fuck. Y'all see what I'm saying? I know. Red, I know. Oh, man, that's what I'm saying. I got you, my brother. I got you, DMV. Hold on, my brother. I got you. Hey, Red, I know they ain't ready for this game. That's why I'm trying to lace y'all. I got you on the scribe. I will answer that question. I got y'all. But that, y'all, wait. I got y'all. I see y'all asking questions. I'm trying to catch up on some of y'all questions. If I miss it, please ask it again. I'm just marking it. I got three already, but I got y'all. But wait, let me. Oh, wait, before I get to the scribe, I'm going to go to this first one. But if I missed your question, I got you. No. Okay, listen. As a man, we never wait for life to happen to us. And it was something I learned at a young age that my mentor made me understand more game. Always remember the game is like life, okay? It's like what you would call the Discovery Channel. One thing I love watching Discovery Channel. I love watching about kings and Vikings and Discovery Channel. The reason why I was told and taught to watch the Discovery Channel is because those animals are moving on pure, utter instinct. There is no lion tube. There's no lionogram. There's no lion book or anything like that. Those motherfuckers are moving on pure instinct. So I always was taught, as I teach all of my students, you just got, when you ask a question, I want you to go back to nature. See, in your question is as if the zebra is saying, okay, today's the day. Mr. Lion, can you open your mouth so I can jump in your fucking mouth so you can chew me up and spit me the fuck out? See, you got to go back to nature to answer your question. A man doesn't wait for women. Why the fuck? Why would I wait for life to happen to me? That shows weakness. That shows someone that doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Never wait for life to happen, because life is already happening. Never wait. It's already moving. Okay, you understand the world is fucking moving right now. And some places is dark and some places is light because the earth is fucking rotating. It's moving. Even if you don't feel like it's moving, it's moving. See the depth of game? What are you waiting for? The world to move? Time to move? All that shit's moving. The only thing that isn't moving is your fucking weak-ass mind, young man. And that's why you're losing. Let's get to the next one. Tribe. Oh, I love my dog, man. Hey. It's like my brother from his scribe. My dog. Yeah, I want to talk about you, right? He's asking about you, scribe. This motherfucker right here. I'm looking at this guy right here. Ah, man. It's like my shadow. This is one of the most important motherfuckers that you must, if you want to learn game from me, you must create this motherfucker. He is the most important motherfucker. And that's why I always tell you guys, have your notebooks until you get this shit down. Good. Whenever you have a thought, you scribe it, you write it down. Because that thought might go away, but that thought, here's the question. What is that thought in what category? Is it a thought and category of putting your bed in? Is it your thought of making her smile? Is it a thought of making her brush? Is it a thought of making her laugh? Or is it a sexual thought? Is it a way to kiss her? Is it a way to touch her? Is it a way to look at her? Is it a way to talk to her? Do you see what I'm saying? You've got to be able to scribe the thought. Because regardless if you do the action of the thought, this is your gold right here. This is how you move, by scribing whatever it is you want to do. Again, let me talk about KISS. All right, I'll give you a KISS scribe. So I'm waking up, taking my motherfucking messages and shit. Get to the bathroom and shit. Get my toothbrush and toothpaste. I brush my teeth, right? And I have a thought. Try. Write this down. The next time I kiss her, what I want to do is I want to take my right thumb from her earlobe, right there. All right, right there. I want to take my right thumb. Guys, I want y'all to feel it. I always tell y'all to feel it so y'all can see what the fuck I'm talking about. I want to take my right thumb from her right earlobe, and what I want to do is I want to go underneath her chin to the middle of her chin, come back up on her chin, and then grab her chin as I go in for the kiss. That's just one scribe, okay? So listen to what I'm saying. So I'm about to kiss her. What I want to do, before I even start kissing her, again, so I'm scribing this. This is just a brand new one, just going off the top of my head to see how cold it is. I'm going to take my finger, and I'll rub her earlobe underneath her chin, and then as I go under her chin, I'm going to come to the middle of her chin, I'm going to come up, and that's when I'm going to grab her chin like this, bring it down, and lean in for the kiss. Okay, so I scribe that moment. That moment will be stored in my library, okay, my mental library. Now, that's my... Let me show y'all this. Hold on. Let me find that shit. So that's going to be in my mental library, okay? All right? So remember, that is just one thought, all right? That's just one thought, okay? Let's look at, and I'm done, okay? I'm done for the day, but I've got it down. Let's say a few weeks later, brushing my teeth I'm in the shower. I'm washing myself in the shower and shit. Scribe, can we pull that file that we did 2 weeks ago on that neck kiss? What I want to do, since I'm doing that with my right hand, look, I want to take my left hand as I'm doing this under here. What I want to take my left hand, and I want to, again, I'm just giving y'all an example. Like, remember, it's going to go like this underneath here, come in, bring her in. when I bring her in, what I want to do as I'm leaning in, I want to slowly touch lips, her lip, my lip, her lip, my lip, and that type of a kiss. You see what I'm saying? I slowly want to do that kind of a kiss. I want to pull back. And when I pull back, I want to take my other hand and right here underneath, like right, let's just say this area. I want to work this area. I want to take my, I want to take my arm and I want to rub her elbow. Okay. So it's a thing of the motion. So after I do this move, I lean in, I give her a kiss. Remember, it's going to be her lip, my lip, her lip, my lip. As I'm doing that, I want to take my other hand and I want to rub her elbow. Scribe, write that, put that in the storage. Okay. So you see what I'm saying? All I'm doing is just taking thoughts. They have not, I'm not putting anything together. All I'm doing is just thought after thought after thought of what I want to do if ever I have the opportunity to kiss a woman, that what I want to do. But now I'm going to give you an example. So let's say that I'm in that moment and I'm about to kiss her. All right, let's say I'm about to kiss her. So what I want to do, Scribe, go to the library. Hey, I want the culinary school in this one. I want Scribe, culinary school, and motherfucking drug lab because I won't give it up. But remember, before I even, let's say before I even do this kiss, I got to make sure that this is something I want to do. How can it benefit me? Because I got to sell it to myself. Remember, I got to market all my moves to myself. Once I market it myself, I'm going to make it a non-negotiable, and I'm gonna store that shit in the library. It's going to be sent to the library. So when it comes time to make that kiss, I'm going to grab, let's give you a chance, track one, which was what I did from my hand to the chin. Then I'm going to grab track two, what I did from the chin to the elbow. And then I will mix that down. This is how beautiful the game is. The woman's not even around. I'm doing this shit. So when the time comes, every touch, every kiss, everything is going to be mixed down. And here you go. Now the mix down is, do I shift it down and make it slow? Do I shift it up and make it more passionate and fast? But I've got the choice of what I want to do because I created the moment. He is there to help me create my moments. And that's why I look to him. And that's why we keep trying to tell you, as long as you work on yourself, you can't lose in this motherfucking game. Because I just showed you how to, that's just one kiss of hundreds of thousands of ways that I can do it. But that's the process, and that's why, Scribe, I mean, I'm just saying in a kiss, it's how I put my beard in. It's how I open my door. It's how I take her clothes off. It's how I bring her into the shower. It's how I bring it to the bedroom. It's what I do in the kitchen. It's how I cook if I want to cook a dessert for her. Everything is scribed and stored in the library to then pull out when I want to go ahead and mix it down. That's the beauty of the game, gentlemen, that nobody is breaking down to any of you guys. Nobody's breaking this down, okay? Nobody's breaking it down like this. Let me ask this question. How do you get – no, listen. I don't care if she's in Louisiana, Las Vegas, UK, or on Jupiter. I don't give a fuck where she's at. What is where she at got to do with the fact that I can touch her without touching her? I can make her masturbate and come without touching her. I don't need to – I don't remember the sex is not the penetration. It is the connection between the emotion and the penetration that's sex to a woman. But it's got to be the connection here. See, you are thinking like guys think it's the woman. We got to connect on the physical. But I'm going to have sex with her even in Vegas because I told you easily, baby, look, hey. Like I did on Anger Man. Look, hey, let's go live tonight. You know what? I want to look at you tonight. I want to watch you. So what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and take a shower tonight and post me up over there on your wall or in the corner somewhere I can watch you wash yourself. That's all I want to do. I just want to watch you wash your body. How many motherfuckers say that to women? Guys, this is so bad. They motherfuckers don't talk this way. I want to watch, guys, You know, you know how sexy a woman feels knowing that all you want to do is just watch her do something that she does every fucking day, which she should be doing every 2 days, whatever. But, you know, washing her body, but you just want to watch her wash her body. Hey, I just want to watch. That's all I want to do. I just want to watch. And then after she watches it the next day, she wakes up to a baby girl. I just want to let you know. I just want to say I really appreciate you showing me that side of you. It's already done. It's already over. It's already over. That's what I'm saying. It's already over. It's already over before they know. It's about the experience that you give her so unique in a way that is going to get her to fuck every time. I understand now. It's you being yourself and having fun creating it. Yeah, but I create the experiences for me. She's just a part of what I do. I don't try to beg for sex. I keep telling you, I am sex. I am a sexual experience in every fucking way possible because I created it that way. That's why I don't have to beg for it. That's why it comes to me very easy. Because I don't have to beg for something. I don't have to beg for something that they want to do. They want to see me. They want to kiss me. They want to spend time with me. I'm just showing the fuck up and showing the fuck out. He said I'm at the Rochester's Reed. Okay, let's see here. Oh, man, can you talk to a girl at the gym? Hey, I can talk to a girl anywhere because the gym doesn't define me. But I also know that she's there to work out and she's not there to pick anybody up. So it's just a cautionary thing. If you want to talk to her, I would just go over there and let her know, hey, I see you doing a workout and I don't mean to take too much of your time. I see you over here working out. My name is and yours. It was nice meeting you. Well, the reason why I came over here is you caught my eye. You know, you look like the kind of woman I love you to know in a more intimate way. And here's my number. Give me a call. And you use in and out, man. It's not, but, you know, I ain't going to give it all because it's part of the bid. I ain't going to give all that shit. When you have your bid, you'll know how to do that shit, man. I mean, that was funny, man. That was funny, man. Let's see here. Let's see. Go to themanmindset@gmail.com for that, brother. I got you covered. Let's see here. Yeah, you got to get your puzzle pieces, but you can do it at the same time, okay? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Absolutely. And that's what I want you guys to see, man. I want you to see that, listen, think about the core that has nothing but cobwebs on it. The core of a woman. The one thing that she doesn't want you to know about. Because it's the one thing that will force her to bypass all of her fucking judgments, morals, values, and all that other shit for pure, unadulterated pleasure. She knows the man that can reach that is the man that knows what he's doing versus the average guy who doesn't know what he's doing, who didn't even know that she had a core in the first place. Because they're too busy looking at the ass and the titties, but they're not looking at the mind where the sex begins. See, that's what I'm trying to show you. Women don't want you to know this information. Now, I'm sorry, Red. I got to keep it up. But they don't want to know this information because they don't want to be able to give it up like that to somebody because they want to always be in control. But what if they're in control while losing control? Think about that. What if they're in control and want to lose control, but the control that they're losing are on the level that they're on? And the more they're with me, then they get to see more loss of control by the more that I make them feel, by how I make them feel, where I make them feel at, why I make them feel. They become addicted. This is why I keep telling you, I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to be attracted to me. I don't want to be her fucking friend. I don't even want her to motherfucking love me. But unfortunately, those were happening. But I don't want that shit. I don't want to fuck her. I just want the invite. That's all I want. Because I'm going right to that fucking core. I am telling you, I am letting all you, if you let me in, that's why I tell you, let me in. Don't let me in. Don't let me in. But you're going to want to let me in because the curiosity of knowing what it feels like to be with a man that knows how to reach you at your core is such a fucking splinter in the back of your head, you are going to bypass your own rules to get with me. I'm not going to force you to change. I'm not going to ask you to do anything. You're either going to do it or you don't. I'm not mad at you, you don't do it. It's all good. It's all love. If you don't, there's another woman out there that wants it. See what I'm saying? That's what game is, okay? You see what I'm saying? That's what game is, all right? And this is, and again, I would love to explain to all you guys, I will use this surface dweller, and it's a shame. It's such a shame that when you, and let me show you something. And again, this is, listen, this is King. This is going to be no knock on you or no disrespect, but I'm going to show you and tell you what you are. And it's not only I know what you are, women know what you are. So let me explain what this man is. This is a guy that doesn't have game. This is a guy that cannot fuck. This is a guy that's thirsty, needy, creepy, and desperate. He does not know how to talk to women. He does not know how to position himself around women, okay? So this is what he thinks, because somebody on YouTube told him black women ain't shit, and black women have attitudes, and black women did all this shit to be this motherfucker. See, so he, because some motherfucker told him that this woman did to him, he automatically assumes that it's going to happen to him, right? Look at the poor guy. And this is why, and this is so sad for you. And I'm going to keep you in the room because hopefully I can change a shift in your weak-ass, feminine-ass thinking to really believe in yourself. When you make a judgment on women the way you are, it shows how fucking weak you are as a bitch. And I'm not saying it to be mean. It's sad. It is sad that you think that women don't want to fuck. They just don't want to fuck you. Women want to be nasty. They just don't want to be nasty to you. What do they get out of a motherfucker that ain't got no game that automatically walks out of his house losing? Now, listen, wait, time out, guys. I'm not knocking it, brother. I'm telling you why. Look, I'm showing you why this motherfucker lose. The motherfucker wakes up every morning to go on YouTube. They could probably complain about black women. Thus, you're already making Facebook posts or Instagram posts that she's going to eventually go back and look at to see that you're talking shit about black women. Thus, you're going to lose that way. But you actually walk out your house losing. How the fuck does that feel? Well, you know, black women are just terrible, and black women are angry, and black women are mean. Black women are not nice to me because some YouTuber told me, damn it. And every time I see a black woman, they're always mean to me. But wait a second. He's also the same motherfucking guy that he walk up to black women and all this other stuff. Hey, mama. Yo, baby. Hey, girl. Come here, baby. What's good with you, ma? What up, girl? Come on, let me holler at you real quick, baby. Yo, what's going on? What up, yo, shawty? What's up, girl? You know that motherfucker talk that way. And then he wonder why women ain't fucking with him. Or he's got a little bit of the, can I take you out to dinner, please? I mean, no, come on, girl, give me a chance. I mean, you don't give me no chance. I mean, why? What'd I do wrong? Come on. Give me a chance to take you out to dinner. I'm not interested in you. Oh, come on, girl, baby. Come on. I can be a good man to you. I can love you. Right? Or, hold on, guys. Or this dumb motherfucker. I'm showing y'all, man. I'm showing y'all what this motherfucker is. This is the same motherfucker. Hey, you got to move? Well, by all means, I'll be over there Saturday, and we can make it a day. I mean, not a day, but we can hang out. And oh my God, and I could put up your fucking wall, your pictures on your wall, and everything. Oh my God, he hurt your feelings again? I'm coming over. You could tell me about it because I'm your friend, and that's what friends do. We sit and talk because I want to have a better understanding. And then you know what, guys? And when a woman knows his pussy is tighter than hers, she just says, I want to be friends. And you know what this weak motherfucker, girls ain't, this game ain't going to work on black women. Who said the game is even about women, motherfucker? Do y'all guys see why y'all lose? Do y'all guys see why? Now, I'm going to let you just be quiet now. You can't talk no more in here. Do y'all see why women ain't fucking with y'all? The game ain't about Spanish women. It ain't about white women. It ain't about black women. It ain't about Afghan women, Japanese women, or women that come from the planet of... It ain't about any of those motherfuckers. But yet you can see you don't have game when you're making it about a color of a fucking woman. How weak of you. And that's why I'm keeping you around, because hopefully in me punching you in your weak-ass, bitch-ass chest, that you will shift your weak-ass thinking and start to learn game and stop complaining about women and learning more about your fucking self, dweller. I can't stand these surface dwellers, man. Shit. Send me the text message, FC, and I'll do it live on the air. Just email me the text message. Make sure you take her number out. Send me the text message, and I'll do it live on the air and show you game. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense how these women love to fuck. It doesn't make any sense how you guys are just, whew. EG, what's going on, brother? I can't tell you. I need you to see it for yourself. But once you get the coaching, I got you. But what I need you to do is I'll give you the first two secrets. But I can't give you no more after that, okay? Okay. What I am trying to do to show you game, all your life, like a puzzle box, you've always had these training wheels on, these mental training wheels of doing it everybody else's way. What I'm trying to show you through the puzzles is that by taking the puzzles, dumping them on your table where you're going to put it together, and ripping up the box, you are finally taking off the training wheels. And you are forcing yourself to do the one thing that you have never done. You did it when you got to the egg, but you kind of slowed down. And that is begin to learn game by communicating to yourself. Because the puzzle pieces are just a situation. And as you communicate to yourself and start to do the puzzles, you're going to start to learn something about yourself. That's part one. Part two, as I always say, the first thing you want to do is do the borders. Work the sides. Always start with the borders. Why? Because that's your square. And then what you're going to learn is that you're going to start working outside in, where you're going to start to train yourself and start to realize that all my life I've been working inside out by the training wheels I had, because I was always looking outside of myself for internal answers that only I can answer for myself. But in order to answer the for myself, one must become one with himself. And nobody's teaching this. I'm showing you how it works. But it's the beginning process of game of you. Please, yes, please just get 100. Don't get 500. Don't get 1,000. Just follow the playbook. Just get 100. And all I'm saying is don't rush it. Take your time. You wake up in the morning, just walk by the table, look at the table, just try to find a piece. Put it on there and just go about your day. Just take your time. Don't rush it, because you're going to start to learn things through that puzzle and things through communicating yourself to be able to begin the process of doing the one thing that I'm trying to get everybody that fucks with me to do. It's the one thing I'm trying to get people to do that people don't understand. And that is do what I always say by making, oh, wait, let me take down the lines, by making a statement of being one with yourself. You see, I always tell you guys, and nobody ever talks about this, and guys, I got other questions. I got y'all. One thing I always tell you guys out here as far as game is that in your life, all your life, you have been taught a false story of hiding. Nobody's going to tell you this. This is something new. You're going to learn something brand new. You're going to learn something brand new. All your life, you have been taught a fairy tale that trained you, whenever bad shit happens, to hide. You see, all of us have been taught about these three little pigs, that one day this big bad wolf called life or women decided one day to try to eat them goddamn pigs. So what each one of those pigs decided on doing is creating a false and weak foundation to do one thing, and that is to hide and protect themselves. So as the story goes, the wolf goes to the house made of straw, and what did he do? He huffed and puffed, and he blew that house down. And then the other pig ran to the other house that's made of sticks and then blew that house down. And then there was that last pig that tried to give you a moral of the story, or what they call a happy ending, by saying that if you can build a stronger foundation, we want you to hide from life or hide from the pig to protect yourself. So what did the pigs do? They all ran into the house made of bricks. And the wolf huffed and puffed. And guess what? He couldn't blow the house down. And guess what? They lived happily ever after. But they didn't tell you eventually them pigs got to leave that fucking house. Eventually you're going to have to leave the house made of bricks. You can't live in there for fucking ever. And think about this. If they really told you the real story, you know what the wolf had to do? All that wolf had to do is just sit by the house and wait it out. Because eventually those motherfuckers got to come out and eat. I'll just wait them motherfuckers out. I can't, look, I can't get in. I'll die. All right. It's been 1 week, 2 weeks. Oh, they coming. Here they come. I'm going to eat them. They didn't tell you this game I'm showing you right here. And this is how game is. See, it's always about hiding from the world or trying to protect yourself from the fucking big bad woman or the mean hypergamous woman and all that other shit. But the one thing I'm showing you guys that nobody is showing you on the fucking these YouTube streets, my dog Licario, shout out to him. Nobody's showing you about the fourth wolf. See, there were actually four. But see, the difference between that fourth one and them other three surface-dwelling fucking pigs was that that fourth one was making statements. He invited, hey, you want some? Come get some. But he made a statement. He wasn't inside his house, was he? Hiding? He said, this is who the fuck I am. And if you want some, come get some. But look at all the ones that came before you that tried to get some. But see, they don't want to tell you about that. See, that's the problem with life today. They never want to tell you the actual fairy tale. What they want to do is they want to hide you from all things to make you feel safe, to make you feel secure, to make you feel that you can hide from the big bad wolf that will just wait your ass out, because eventually you got to get the fuck out of your house. You can't stay in that bitch forever. You can't stay in that motherfucker forever. And that's what game is about. But see, nobody teaches this kind of game. This is what we do here. We teach you game. Be the fourth pig by making the statement. Stand outside that house, because you know that wolf, hey, that wolf gonna walk by that bitch. He's like, man, fuck that motherfucker. Fuck that. I'm going to go about my motherfucking way. If that motherfucker is on some shit, I ain't ready to be about. It's the same thing with the game. You must be that fourth pig to express yourself to everybody, even women, not to hurt or harm them, but to let them know you ain't the one. But so many of you guys are too busy hiding behind those doors, those brick walls of that third house, hiding. from life, which is your big bad wolf, or time, which is your big bad wolf, or the game, or women. Whatever your big bad wolf is, you're hiding in a safe, secure place, and all you're doing is telling that wolf, I know what this motherfucker is. And eventually, you got to come on out. So I'll just wait. I don't have to do anything. I just wait this shit out. Because eventually, you got to come out. When you come out, I'm going to eat your ass alive. But see, most people don't understand that stuff, okay? All right? So what I'm saying to y'all guys, this is why game is always important, okay? This is why game is important. Because if you don't have what I'm showing you, the world is not going to be kind to you. The world's going to eat you up. But that fourth you, when you are one with yourself at your core, you fight back. You defend your positions. You stand on your thoughts. And you express yourself in a way to let people know that I ain't no motherfucking bitch. And you ain't going to treat me like one. And the first time you treat me like a bitch, I'm going to walk away. But let me get back to that brother that's talking about them black women. See, they don't make statements. They don't show the black woman that, you know what, being with me is being with a king, a god, an emperor, a fucking man. Something that you haven't even seen. Being with me is going to show you a different side of yourself. I'm going to bring the feminine out of your ass. I'm going to bring things out of you that you're not even used to if you fucking with me. But you must understand this. You are allowed to raise your fucking voice as high as you want. You're allowed to disrespect me if you want to do that. But the first time will be the last time. Because the first time is the last time. Because after that, I'm firing your ass and finding someone else. That's how game works, gentlemen. And that's what we're trying to teach you over here about the confidence. And again, we'll talk more on that on tomorrow's show. We got about 12 minutes. So any of y'all got any questions, let me know. But we're going to talk more on this tomorrow. We got a show with Lucario. Hold on, Tyler hit with a message. Student time, guys. Hold on, student time. All my students out there, student time. This is from my student. Hold on a second. Hold on, Tyler. Make sure I look at this. All right, this is from one of my students right here. Make sure there's no numbers or anything. All right, let me just give it, because I want them to read your shit. But let me say, all right, listen to what Tyler's saying to the butt chick. Shoot me a photo next time when you are in the kitchen playing chef. Good evening. I actually made my dad a cock pot stuffed with peppers today. I had planned to make us on Thursday. I didn't know it was a longer date we had planned on Thursday. Last Thursday, when it was 92 and we were going to spend the afternoon in the river and the sun and the skin got across my surface of water, then I came home. Tyler, I understand where this is. Yes, it's good. I like she's writing that, but I don't understand where this is coming. I don't understand what the angle is, but I'm showing you this. All right, Tyler, it's good. Let's see here. When do I tell her? Brother Kunta. K-Dub, I'm not going to call you Kunta, man. K-Dub, okay. That's where you don't... Okay. Kunta, I wonder... Yeah, okay, Kunta. Do you have to ask a woman to have sex if the woman is sending you messages like this? Do you have to have sex, ask for sex from a woman if she's sending you things like this, okay? Sending you messages. Let me give you another one. Do you have to ask to fuck them when they're sending you stuff like this? Think about it, Kunta. I'm just asking you, bro. Think about this shit. You have to send them messages when they are sending you messages like this. Do you have to? You have to send messages when they are saying things like this to you, Kunta. I want you to see it, brother. Do you really have to beg for some pussy when you're already funking them, when they already are telling you what's on their mind. Why do you have to ask for shit when they're telling you what they want to do from you, what they want from you, how they feel about you? Okay? I have to be honest with you because I don't lie. I text you because I do think you seem cool and easy to talk to. You're good looking and you're my type. The fact that you attracted me, but I'm a married girl. Okay. Wait, I'm married to a girl and she was with me the other day and she's older than me. And we've been together for a long time. Okay. I haven't been through a lot. She saved my life. I still like to hang out with you sometimes, still talk, right? I have to be honest with you, right? Same girl that he got pussy from. Same girl he smashed. Kuta, do you have to ask? Let me move the camera a bit. Kuta, do you have to ask for pussy when they saying this one? Damn, you're so fucking sexy. Damn. I can't wait to slide deep inside you. I want you to fuck. I want you to show me pulling my hair. Stroke deeper and deeper till you come all over. Oh, that's him talking nasty to her. I'm sorry. That's him talking nasty to the chick. I'm sorry, because he talked nasty to her. And I'm sorry, but then he got that from her. I'm sorry. I apologize. That was kind of him talking yak to him, but let me get to something else. You have to talk nasty when the women send you pictures like this or something like this. I wish you're going to need you hit it doggy style in that time. See that? I mean, do you actually need women to get to beg them for that when, if you notice, they're reaching out? Here's another one. Interested, that's all I need to know. I'm not here for your life. I'm super confident. See, this is him talking to her. I'm different from every man you ever met. Talk to who I am. I created my own universe and I have complete control over everything in my universe. It's full of positivity and growth and great energy. I live in the moment. I enjoy the hair of my life every single day. See, that's how you talk to them, to be able to get them to say things like this. Well, you're assertive, aren't you? Okay? You're still working nights. What do you do? Asking you questions. Here's another one. How are you kissing me everywhere in the way that you slid the thong to the side, devoured this pussy? You see that we're all, I mean, guys, this is how they should be talking to y'all. Y'all act like y'all guys actually act like women don't like talk this way. Like, you know, I talked to you, amazing, great insights. Thank you for being great. I'm sorry, here's another one. Sir, my nipples are sensitive. We're complaining. Let me get, okay, see that? Dude, come on, man. 100%. I knew you were going to text me. I was actually wondering what's taking so damn long. But, okay, Kuta. So I ask you, my brother, if women are talking to you this way, okay, if women are saying, you probably can't read that one. If women are talking to you that way, why do you have to ask for sex? That's what I want to know. I was just curious. Why do you have to ask for something women want to freely give you? Send me an email to manmindset@gmail.com. Get some coaching. I got you. Okay? But what I'm saying to you guys out there, this is how it is. Should you ever take a woman on a dinner date? More specifically, when? No, don't buy her no dinner. I told you. Legs spread your ass cheeks. She gets ice cream, tea, coffee, cocoa, or wine. I'm not feeding her. What, feeding her some cheese and some ice cream? I can buy that, but I'm not feeding her no goddamn dinner. Fuck that. Don't do that, man. That's what y'all game works, man. That's why I'm trying to show you the beauty of this shit, guys. I mean, all you guys, by learning and showing what I'm showing you, can be students of this game. It's a whole different – see, the lifestyle is a trip when you realize and get messages from women. Let me see if I can show you something. Let me see if I can show you something. Give me a second. Let me show y'all something. Let me show y'all one more thing. Let me show y'all something. All right, let me show y'all something, man. Let me just give y'all an example of some shit. Can't show y'all that shit. Let me show y'all something. Give me a second.
Trying to find something to show y'all. Oh, I know what to show y'all. Hold on a second. Let me show y'all this shit. Let me show y'all this right here. Here you go, me. Shit. Alright, I'm trying to show privacy, so I gotta... Alright, give me a second. I gotta show privacy because I don't want to show the number. Give me a second. Oh, there it is. Shit. Okay. Oh, you got a bang, man. Y'all think this is like fairy. Y'all think this is fairy tale shit, man. Man, dude, y'all just don't understand the power I'm trying to give y'all, man. You don't have to take them out to dinner. They want to take you out. They want to do things for you, man. That's what I'm trying to show y'all. We got a few minutes left. So, guys, if y'all need to get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. If y'all are serious about learning game, this is where y'all need to go. If you're ready to be a student, if you're ready for coaching, get at me. We'll start working. We got to work on your bid and we got to get you right, but this is the starting point that you have to do. But which is also important for all you guys out there, before you close your eyes and before you go to bed, is to always think about the graveyard. Always remember everyone in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. You live every day like it is your last. That's important to do, okay? Just remember the graveyard, okay, gentlemen, because that all that's important, because all this stuff is game, man. All this stuff is game, man. So that's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying to y'all guys. Y'all got it. Y'all can have this, okay? And once y'all learn game, y'all can live this way. Y'all never have to blame women again for anything. What I would do now, Anthony, real quick, Anthony, do me a favor, please. Anthony, can you tell me a time between 3 and 4 o'clock that you want me to do a minute of game? I'll do a minute of game. You pick the title and the subject, and while I'm out and about, I will do a minute of game, and then I'll bring it on to YouTube early in the morning. So it'll go on TikTok. It'll go on TikTok in the morning, but then from TikTok, I'll drop it into Facebook for you. But if just give me Anthony, this is you, Anthony. I'm just picking out you, Anthony. Just give me a subject, Anthony. And thank you, Freelance One. And guys, y'all want to check out the poetry? Y'all need to get on that shit and start writing your poetry. But Anthony, if you ain't got nothing, I'm gonna give you over 30 seconds, Anthony. If you ain't got nothing, I'm gonna move on to somebody else. But Anthony, I'm gonna give you 10 seconds, Anthony. That take long. 9, 8, 7. All right, what do you want me to talk about? Give me a subject, brother. You got 4 a.m. Give me the subject, man. Now I'm gonna hit it at 4. So 4 a.m. Central, my time. So it'll be 5 your time or 3 my time, which is 4 your time. So I'll do it at 4 East, which is 3 in the morning. So what's the subject, Anthony? Give me a subject, and I can only talk for a minute. So just give me a subject, and as I'm driving, I will do a TikTok of that, show you the time, show you I'm driving, then – When I'm home early in the morning, I'll whittle that down to a YouTube and post that on YouTube and stuff. Flirt the fuck. All right, A-Dog, I got you. 4 in the morning, flirt the fuck. All right. I got it down. 4 in the morning, flirt the fuck. I'll do that. I'll hit you at 4 in the morning, flirt the fuck, okay? I'll do a 4 in the morning, flirt to fuck. All right, so that'll be at 3, I'm Central, so that'd be 3 my time. So we'll do a flirt to fuck. It'll be last a minute. Now talk more about flirting the fuck and all that other stuff. And I'll do it on TikTok first. So you'll see it on TikTok. If y'all join me, the Man Mindset on TikTok, the Man Mindset, y'all get that. But then Tuesday morning, before I go on with Lucario, I'll drop that motherfucker, okay? So anyway, guys, we're going to do all that. I appreciate all you guys out there. Guys, get at me. Y'all great men. We got a show tomorrow with Lucario. Get at me. Y'all know how to get at me. I want to say thank you very much, man. I'm the Dean, brother. Hey, man, we're going to keep kicking it the way we're going to do. The book is almost out, almost ready to go, man. So remember, guys, the book is going to be over 500 pages. All right, let me up to ante. It'll be over 600 pages. That's as far as I'm going to go. It's going to be over 600 pages. So the book will be over 600 pages. So, okay, but we're still working on it. So I got some stuff for y'all, but it's only going to be over 600 pages. So anyway, I'm the Dean, man. It's the Man Mindset, man. We're going to holler at you motherfuckers tomorrow, man. Fuck with your boy. Hey, my TikTok guy. So if I do it at 3, which is 4 in the morning, I'm going to put it on TikTok as soon as I'm done. So you should get it around 4:01 or 4:02 because it's got to upload. So 4:01, 4:02, you'll get it in the morning. Everybody else, y'all get that motherfucker in the morning when I get back to the crib, man, okay? I just wanted to say that to y'all guys out there, man, okay? I told you to do it, but you didn't do it during the show, man. So you need to get some coaching now. You want me to talk about it? Get some coaching. We'll talk about it. Anyway, guys, I'm the Dean. Fuck with your boy, man. I'll see y'all tomorrow, man. Or later on tonight. TikTok, Man Mindset.
Just like that, Man Mindset. Man Mindset. Just like that, Man Mindset. Man Mindset. Have a good night. The show is over. Take notes and use what the Dean has told you. Nowadays, and your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up. Gotta keep on rising. Till you the best. Got the touch like Midas. Now you got style. You got all the women flocking. So many options. Now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, just like that, Man Mindset. Gotta come back again. Hey, just like that, Man Mindset. Email the Man Mindset at gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
Thank you.